This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Roberto.
Yes?
Can you possibly pull up from the computer that last commercial for Jay Severin?
You mean the most important fun imaginable?
Number four potted up?
Give me 1 second.
We just ran
a commercial for one of these right-wing idiots that has a show on this station. And listen, as I've said before, I'm very honest about radio. You steal from me, you're stealing twice.
Okay.
There's nothing on this show that's new or original. It's always been done by somebody else somewhere.
Yes, but the repackaging is what counts.
That's right.
Let me just get back to the point. I hear something that we've been talking about behind the scenes. It's a way... I've never heard a show promoted quite this way. The Jay Severin promotion that I just heard.
Yeah.
He makes an outlandish statement that since the show is being beamed here into Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
that he is so controversial in what he has to say,
right?
He will not be invited to any dinner parties.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'd like to steal that for our show.
Okay.
Listen, like I said, I'm not above admitting when I hear something good, I'll steal it. And Mike, you're right. What we'll do is adapt it to our show.
Well, in truth, it is the truth, right? I mean, because we're not invited to any dinner
parties. Well, listen, the truth...
And we haven't been for 20 years, right?
Well, the truth is that no DJs ever get invited to dinner parties. No.
And I'd like to go to a party where Cokie Roberts was
invited. I know you would.
And, of course, I'm just pointing out that this nitwit pinhead... twerp is just using like the biggest, dumbest cliche in the history of radio. You know, I'm so crazy out there with my views, I'm not going to get invited to dinner at the White House.
That's right.
Okay, eat me. Go roll it, Rob.
Anytime. About what they are saying and doing in this town is not going to get me invited to any dinner party. But it will every day be some of the most important fun.
Can you get it from the beginning?
Yeah.
Can you restart it?
Okay.
Who the hell is Jay Severin?
Telling you
exactly.
The raw truth about what they are saying and doing in this town is not going to get me invited to any dinner party. But it will every day be some of the most important fun imaginable.
Jay
Severin.
Weeknights after Don and Mike. On.
That's the part I want to steal.
Uh-huh. Fun isn't supposed to be important. Who the hell is Jay Severin?
If you do it right.
That's the part I want to steal, not that part. Mm-hmm. The part about that we say things that won't get us invited to parties.
That's right.
That's new, that's original, that's bold.
I like it.
Coming
ahead.
That's never been said before. And I want to tell you.
I like it a lot.
I'm a radio veteran. You know, I tell you that all the time. There is a palatable buzz that I'm, no pun intended, I'm feeling, a vibe throughout the community about this right-wing crap that we're running on this station.
People are talking.
What's the vibe telling you?
Oh, Mike, it's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Good?
I mean, yes. Oh, absolutely. I think that we will have in the tens of listeners.
Oh, fantastic.
When the new Arbitron ratings are released.
Right.
Because we have hosts that are so out there that they will not be invited to dinner parties inside the Beltway. Ooh.
We say things like, please don't invite me to that dinner party. Thank you.
Even that hasn't worked.
How about this? You know, when you talk about repackaging, the Don and Mike Show. Who's hungry?
It really would be the Don and Mike Show, speaking just for me. I don't want to eat with any of you. Thank you.
That's a good one.
I don't care if I'm invited to any of your parties. I was just pointing out.
The Don and Mike Show, you're not on the list.
I hate sometimes realizing where I work. It's like sometimes we get in here and it's okay because Penn Jillette is on before we're on and his show is good.
I'm enjoying Penn more and more.
Me too. He screams a lot.
He does, but that's Penn.
But at least it's an hour that's not this right-wing commie crap. And then we come on with this, with this...
Right-wing commie bashing.
Yes, well, you know what I meant.
I understand.
You know, I realize.
I understand, of course, Bruce.
Right-wing commie, you know, a bit. But either way, I don't need to come in here in the studio and hear that, I got to say certainly won't get me invited to any parties.
But listen, can't you cut the guy a little slack? Because he says it's going to be some of the most important fun imaginable.
Wow.
Now, listen.
But at the same time, so controversial.
Uh-huh.
He won't be invited to newsmakers' homes for dinner.
So it's also irreverent.
Yeah, I know you're talking about that part, but listen, audience.
Like that Alito guy. It was said, you know what, I'm thinking about having some people over for the Super Bowl. Who's that hack that's on JFK now? Oh, you know what? He's too controversial.
Off the list.
He can't come to eat at my house.
He is the guy that is providing listeners for the most fun they can imagine.
Right.
I mean, imagine. Just think of something that's really, really fun, and then you listen to that show,
and you talk,
and you'll get some of that.
And not just fun, important fun.
Important fun.
Now, if we could just make a note of the time.
Yeah.
That's been 5 minutes that we've spent of our time cross-promoting another show that we believe in here in the CBS family.
Team player. I believe it's been fun, but I don't necessarily think it's important.
And by the way, you still need to RSVP to Tim Russert.
I would stand by the entire week that there may not have been an important moment during the entire week of our broadcast.
We have the least important fun.
Oh, no, I'm sure of that, Mike.
Yeah.
There has been nothing important
this
week.
Could you go like as far as maybe the whole 20 years?
Yes.
Nothing really important.
Never. Not once. We never had anything important on the show.
Really?
We always have stuff like this. This is what we have.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
Yeah. Nothing important about that.
That's right.
He doesn't get invited to a lot of parties. But that's because of his breath. I'm kidding, of course. He smells great today.
Yeah. Good. I can smell him in here.
He don't smell today, Joe. He don't smell today like he did yesterday.
Yeah.
Like me, you.
You know, Jake Severin won't come to one of my dinner parties either. You know why?
Why?
Because he sucks.
Hold on, and let's just take a moment to look back fondly at yesterday's Joe tape. Of Joe at the Rolling Stones. Again, the kids have called, and the wicked meter has gone off the scale. And we want to thank everybody at Kurt Cobain High School. Congratulations, kids. You have won the year's supply of Bubblicious Tutti Frutti Bubblegum.
Mm.
You called and you voted your favorite cut from the Joe Ardinger Experience yesterday.
You got the wrong sponsor. I can't believe you did that again. It's Bubblegum. Jesus.
Oh. Try to do it off the top of my head, Mike. I got to remember to read them.
You don't mention Budweiser when you're selling Miller.
The Don and Mike Show, the teens' favorite. The teens vote every day for their... And you know, not to say that the George Bush duty tape still isn't popular.
Oh, it's strong.
Yeah. But the kids are really going nuts over this.
This, right. This is the number one most requested tape we have. Congratulations, everybody, at Cobain High.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now. Stop it now.
That's a real one. Yeah, thanks for voting. That's not even one that was worked up. He had that. That came from him.
We also slowed that down. We slowed that down a hair, so I think that's closer to the proper fidelity.
Oh, all right, let's hear it again then.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
Yeah. Did we slow down the other part with him just being drunk?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear some of that.
Hi, Don and Mike. After the Star Show, we are lost on the Baltimore Beltway. We've gone, like, through totally, like, well, now we're going through a second toll plaza. And, you know, when you're going through a toll plaza, you are on your way to New Jersey.
Okay.
Rob, that makes it better. Mm-hmm. That really does.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
Yeah, that's for the cheerleaders at Paul the Seventh.
Yay!
they called in.
Seven.
They're our favorite cheerleaders.
Yes, they are.
Thank you. Bye, Joe.
Good day.
Good day, sir. Now,
Paul XL.
It's Super Bowl XL, as you all know. And what do we got today? Oh, to get us psyched up to actually start the show. And you don't actually hear the show begin until you hear the laughing plays the Jack Bauer tape and the thing saying call in with the phone numbers.
As we often say, this doesn't count.
No, this is off the record.
This is frivolous.
Here we go. Howard Cosell. Now, the quality on this, not that great. Bear with me, though. It's Howard Cosell raving out because something is wrong with his microphone.
Good.
During either a Monday Night Football or an ABC radio taping. And I do believe that all of the expletives have been deleted.
Good.
What kind of answer is that? It's a simple enough patch. Day in and day out. Oh, that's absurd. I mean, from day to day, every day a problem. I don't know what the you people do. I don't even understand any longer what the hell you're paid for. The simplest little thing, from here to there. Jesus Christ. Now, can this show be done or not?
Howard Cosell for the 66th time. All right? Is it all right now? Hello again, everyone. Howard Cosell speaking of sports. Too much. I've lost. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I got to get over to TV. I got to do a network show at 5:15. I got to do a local radio show. I'm going nuts with these shows anyway. Really. The time when even the greatest professional breaks down. What's the problem? This is Howard Cosell for American Contemporary Radio. Is it working now, Gilly? All right, let's go. Good Lord, let's go. Thank you.
What? It still sounds bad? I thought you said it was working all right.
Is it working all right or not? If not, I'll share a microphone with Mr. Axtell. I have no more time. God damn it!
Wow!
That's great.
That's also scary.
Yeah.
That's a scary dude right there.
Scary man, always was.
When it comes to Super Bowl XL, we pull out all the stops for you.
I love that.
Oh, and Joe.
I'm on my second beer. Hey,
stop it now.
Please don't end my show.
Today, Boz Skaggs. This is a song called JoJo.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Joe. Hold on a second.
Yeah. I know.
I got all excited with that Howard Cosell.
You did.
Howard Cosell thing.
This is Howard Cosell.
Reset.
Time to go to my happy place.
The Philadelphia Eagles, the 9.
Here's your part, Mike.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. or 12 noon and 4. Check your local listing thing there. Hey, that's better. I hope that Howard Cosell was so good. It's like, that goddamn is the perfect way just to end. You go right from goddamn. That's a great way to start a show.
Delightful.
But I forgot about the laughing place, so now we're officially on the air.
There we go. So no fooling around now.
I'll tell you again, we'll start today with Boz Skaggs.
Joe.
Oh, hi there.
Yeah, hello there.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. We appreciate it.
Right for the restart. I'm kind of nutty like that. That's the only way that I'm anal.
Hello.
I'm serious.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Okay, here we go. Now, you're not going to say anything today?
I'll say something.
Hey!
It's Friday.
Wow! Here you go. And because it's Friday?
Yeah.
And also, just I want to hear this one more time.
I'm on my second beer. Hey,
stop it now.
I like it. How's your rich, buttery, spaghetti squash soup?
Why, simple.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Weekend of Solitude.
Yes.
And all the ships at sea.
Now, let me just explain again. That's Rob with his code.
Uh-huh.
What
he's saying is that his wife and his children will be gone to the mother-in-law's.
Till Monday.
The entire Super Bowl extra large weekend.
What will I do?
How about a poker game?
Let's play
tag.
They are good because it is based on books. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. And same as it ever was, Don and Mike show, and it's a new episode, everybody. And it's a Friday. Right, 0203-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Hey there, Buzz. And you can call the show anytime. Here you go. 877-365-3636. Or you could use 800-636-1067. And if you live in D.C., you can call 202-432-1067. We're also on the Internet. And all you can do is go to, I'm just leaning over to push the button for the stream.
What?
And no, Mike, don't be fooled. It's lemonade.
If that's lemonade, I'm not drinking lemonade again.
Milk, lemonade.
Well, those are just seeds.
Round the corner, fudge is made. Mike, hold on a second.
Well, how can you call?
Oh, there it is. It's the Internet stream.
How can you call lemonade something that looks like melted sherbet?
Do me a favor. Put your hand underneath.
Okay.
And just get some. Okay, now that's our Internet stream.
It doesn't feel cold. And now my palm is beginning to itch.
Okay, now drink it.
Can I take my hand out from under that?
Hold on. Just a second. Hold on. Let me give you just a little more. There you go. Now drink it.
I'm not going to drink anything I don't like the smell of.
I'm telling you, our Internet stream is perfectly drinkable today.
Yeah, it's like asparagus.
Country time, that's what we're calling it. Country time asparagus Internet stream. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live, and you'll get that Internet stream. And anytime that you need to write to us electronically during the show, send your emails to donandmikewebsite.com. Hello there, Don and Mike show. I know that's what you guys are thinking out there. Oh, what, another new innovation? That's right. Yet another new innovation.
I know you debuted it yesterday, but I still enjoyed it today, the first time out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we've done away with this. You know, actually, okay, see you later.
Hey, Joe Copycat.
Here's a playful goodbye for you. John tells me that with the email at the website, while we do get our share of complaints, and, you know, go ahead and send them, because I'll tell you what John does with them. He uses them as toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people still write to say that this sound is something that just pisses them off.
Big complaint. Especially if you're in one of those offices like David Spade works in, you know, with the fat guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That it really drives you crazy.
Oh, in the no office?
Yeah, in the no office. My favorite one when he tells the guy I'm wearing a yellow shirt. Is that what it is? And the guy chases him.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi there.
Hi.
When you made the change yesterday to the CTU sound, I must have gotten 10 emails. I mean, immediately, people raising their hands and rejoice.
So,
and then when you went
thanking
back,
him for the innovation.
I got more of them going, no, back to the CTU sound. So nobody's happy either way.
Okay, well, again, the motto on this show, screw all you people.
Yes.
Right. It used to be this. Okay, and now it will be. It will be that.
I love that. Yeah.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Hey.
Man, hey. What did you think of that CSI last night?
I think we're on the road in New Jersey.
Hey, Mike, why don't you shove it up your ear?
Problem,
hey,
buddy.
Hey,
hi, Don.
Hey, dude.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, dude, get out of here.
Buddy.
I'll tell you one thing.
We had a little Pauly Shore on him.
About CSI.
Yeah.
That cat, George Eads.
Mm-hmm.
He's got more different hairdos than I have Green Bay Packers socks.
The Clooney wannabe.
That's
what I like to call him.
Last night he was like right out of Supercuts or something.
Was it the Frankenstein look?
No, it was like Beaver Cleaver gets a grown up haircut like in eighth grade. He's gone from having the short buzz cut and no pun intended. And then for a while he had like a very skinny mustache.
John Adams.
Right. And now it's long. Mm-hmm. The hair is long.
Right. Hey, is the square-jawed, lantern-jawed guy on CSI, the regular CSI, related to the square-jawed, goofy-looking young guy that's on CSI Miami?
Which, hold on.
You know, they both got the oversized heads. They're both the young guys.
They're the same character on both.
They're the same character, and they look alike.
You mean like the Filipino or whatever the hell the guy is?
No, this is a guy. He's the young kid. and they have the same.
Hold on now, which young
level?
Kid, the kid that had the kid that had the spiky hair that got moved. They got moved out of the lab and into the field.
The one, and I get them confused.
Yeah, that's
because
on the Vegas one.
There's one guy that's got an eye problem, where he's got to get his eye examined. He has trouble with his vision.
Right, that's the guy. That's the guy on Miami.
On Miami, and he looks like a guy that's on.
The guy on Las Vegas is the spiky-haired guy who got moved out into the field.
Okay, and they both look identical.
I think they're the same guy. I could be wrong. With I might have to IMDb it.
With a very different hairdo. Some producer's gay for that look.
And, yeah. And speaking of gay, I don't know what it is about me, but I like CSI. Well, duh, like everybody does. It's still, I think, it's the number one show.
Yeah,
I mean, behind American Idol. Mm-hmm. I like William Peterson. Yeah. I think he's a great actor.
He's the man.
And I don't like it when he's only on, like, for 5 seconds,
mm-hmm.
when he's putting in a cameo, you know, which I guess is it's his want. But let's go to expert of everything, who's just decided to park himself next to the microphone today.
I just wanted to say that I thought the best performance last night was the car salesman with the glasses.
On CSI?
Oh, yeah,
the glasses.
He had the big, like, Harry Carey glasses.
Yeah. So bizarre.
I wish I'd seen it.
It was good.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Step away.
Critics say good.
Just step back.
I
know you're happy. Your wife and your kids are leaving town for the weekend.
He's bouncing. And you know what?
Happy's not the word.
He's happy on a Friday show anyway, and his happiness reaches its absolute pinnacle when we're just about to get out of here. So you're going to hear Rob just bouncing off the walls today.
He ramps up. He's like a kid with too much sugar right now. Just whatever you got to say, say it from back there. Trust me, they'll hear you. We could turn off the microphones,
mm-hmm.
and they could hear you today.
That's right.
Trust me. Oh, just a slight mini incident that I had today.
Yeah.
I don't want to wish anything awful except a life of unpleasantness on an old haggy bitch who's driving a Saturn station wagon. If I remember the license plate, I'm sure it was something like, "My teeth are rotten." Here's the deal. I'm at the Giant, right up by 123.
Okay.
When you're going to make the left by where the ski place was. Anyway, here's a big shopping center. It's got a grocery store. It's got a Starbucks.
Right.
It's got, okay, the weekend's here. The liquor store.
Hello.
So I figure, why not do it now? Why, yeah, save the time on the way home tonight? Because the faster I can get home, the faster I'll be able to get drunk.
That's right. Well, technically, if you do it before the show, you could pour one on the way home.
So I park, and now it's hard to get a parking spot in this particular little shopping center. They got a lot of junk crammed in there. They got a CVS, they got a McDonald's, they got a bookstore, they got a Starbucks. They got a lot of crap.
Mm-hmm.
So I go into the booze store, and I buy the booze, and I come out, and I notice that there's a woman that's doing the follow me thing. You know, waiting for my parking spot.
Oh, right.
So,
stalking you.
As I am walking to the car, I'm reaching in my pocket to get my telephone out, and reaching in this thing in my hooded sweatshirt to get the keys out, and I'm beep-beeping, and I open the back door, and this is, you don't really need to hear this, but you do for the purposes of this story. It has taken me approximately 30 seconds to get to my car.
Uh-huh.
I open up the back door, and I go to take the wallet out of my back pocket and put it into my man bag.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean into my ball. I mean into the purse that I wear.
Right.
At that point, I get from behind me some of the... I get this. I don't get the ha-ha. I don't get the... No, I just get this. I get... And I turn around, and she's giving me the sign like this.
Come on,
move
speed it up.
Move it, you know.
Oh, oh.
I don't know how to describe this. It's like
it's, you're basically going, come on, let's. You're moving your hand in a circle saying, come on, move it, move it, move it.
Now, at that point, now it's a beautiful day. It's sunny. Again, all you Chicken Littles out there will say it's global warming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care because it's 65 today. It's supposed to be 30 next week, but it's beautiful outside today.
Well, give me a turkey neck then.
I'm standing outside.
It's more, I mean, enjoy, seriously. Enjoy these glorious days.
Yes. As our planet burns up. And I stood there by the back of my car, and she is two car lengths away from me.
Yes.
And she's giving me the hurry up sign.
Right.
And I said, lady, it ain't Christmas. And she said, she sticks her head out of the car, what do you mean? And I said, people normally don't wait for spots unless you're at a mall and it's Christmas time. I said, there are spots in that aisle right over there. And sure enough, right in the next aisle over, there were cars pulling in and out. Now, I was about 15 cars away from the door. It's not like I had the primo spot.
Okay.
She says, I want that one.
Uh-huh. Of course you do.
And normally, I wouldn't pick a fight.
Well, I estimate the age. What roughly the age?
Mid-60s.
Okay.
Normally, I would not pick a fight with an old lady like this, but she really pissed me off with the honking.
When did it get physical?
And then with from the first woman I saw her, but when she gave me the hand motion, you know. So then now I'm out of the car and I'm standing at the back of the car. I have my hand on the trunk of the car, and she's got her head sticking out, and people are walking by and stuff, and another looking at me like,
right.
What type of idiot would yell at this tiny frail woman? But I said to her, there are spots right over there, and. You know what? I might have to go and get something in Giant. That's it. You know what? This spot's not available. And she sat there. I mean, it was a game of chicken.
Right.
She sat there until I locked the car and physically. Now, I didn't have to get anything at the grocery store.
Wow.
But
you went through
it
anyway.
This is how retarded I am.
Oh, no, you're not retarded. This is a good thing.
I physically walked to the grocery store. Now, she still thinks it might be a bluff now because I'm trying not to look back.
Right.
But as I'm walking towards the grocery store, I can see in the reflection the car is you know, two lanes behind me,
mm-hmm.
two aisles behind me. She's not moved on.
Wow.
She's still waiting to see if I'm actually going to go into the store.
You want that space. So she's really calling your bluff.
So I go into the store.
Mm-hmm.
I go into the store.
Did you go into the store and, like, take an immediate left and kind of hide behind one of the posters so you could look through the glass and see if she had moved?
What I did was I went into the store and thought, I can get another job done here. Mm-hmm. I need some cash for our poker game tomorrow.
Maybe she's OCD.
Here's the thing.
And she has to have that space.
Mike, you might be correct with what I'm going to tell you next, because I get some money out of the ATM for the poker machine,
right.
for the poker game, out of the money machine.
Poker
right?
machine.
Poker machine.
Oh, those, I wish I had one.
So, I'm walking back to my car, and as soon as I leave the grocery store, goddamn, she's not still sitting there. She's not still sitting there. Now, at this point, in this particular aisle, there are no spots. And in the aisle right next to the grocery store, there are no spots. But in the aisle directly in front of us, parallel to us, there's like five spots.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making my way towards the car, and I'm not even looking at her. I'm thinking, okay, this is kind of weird.
Right.
And again, I hear, okay, and I turn, and she says, why did you get at the grocery store? And I said, I didn't get anything at the grocery store. I just went in the grocery store because I don't want you to have this. I mean, it was a ridiculous argument that I was having with the woman.
It is now.
Anyway, she
Who
said.
Who won?
Well, Mike, I won.
Well, that is a, that's a surprise.
I won. She sat there for a second. I mean, really, literally, I was not screaming at her like I was mad, but screaming so she could hear me.
Lady, I have all day.
She said, you didn't get anything at the grocery store. And I said something like, ha-ha, you have exposed me. That is correct. For I would go to all of these fine merchants one at a time to deprive you of this spot right here. I don't care if I have to call a yellow cab to pick me up and drive me to my office. This car ain't moving. And I just sat there until she got in a huff and drove away.
Oh, wow.
And
you won.
And
you did win.
I waited for her.
Sure she didn't circle.
I actually walked. Now, I'm lucky she didn't call the cops. Like I'm some stupid stalker. But this broad pissed me off so much. I actually, as she was leaving the shopping center and going at a slow rate of speed because it's a shopping center.
Right.
I was within eyesight watching her. And
get out of her car?
No.
She is so petty.
I know. What I wanted her to see was, as she got closer and closer to the stoplight to exit the shopping center, I wanted her to see that I hadn't driven away.
Right.
That she was going to have to commit to leave either via left-hand turn or right-hand turn.
Right.
And sure, she might be able to come back in and get that spot, but God damn it, right now, honey, you're not getting it. You're just not getting it. So So it ended with me standing there feeling just all proud of myself.
You know, sure.
Like making a Superman pose.
You defeated
out,
an
right?
old woman.
There she goes. And I gave her the old wave, you know, like, goodbye, you old craggy bitch. She has to make her left hand turn. And,
Join us tomorrow for another episode of The Samaritan. That is too much fun. I think I might have done the same thing. She got it with the honk of the horn.
Yeah.
But it also really, as I mentioned before, it sounds a little obsessive compulsive, like maybe she has to have that space when she goes to the grocery store.
It was the honk of the horn, followed up by the hurry up, hurry up, hurry up,
right.
hurry up, hurry up.
Right.
Followed up by me actually sitting on the back of the trunk, yelling at her, her yelling back, me going in the giant grocery store, not getting anything, her asking me what I'm not getting, and then me just saying, I will stay all day.
Uh-huh.
And then actually waiting while she drives her, and now you think about it, Subaru. I said, Saturn, it's a Subaru.
Only one other way you could have won that, but you'd have to have an empty parking lot. You two could be the only ones, you know, that were like walking around, and that would be if you marked your territory.
Yeah.
If she had to put her wheels through that to get into the space, you still technically win.
I'm not proud of that, and I'm sure that this stuff happens to most people. And the difference is that most people, I think, would probably just have let it go.
Well, you have to be careful. You never know what you're dealing with. You really never know.
That's why I felt pretty secure picking a fight with a 65-year-old.
You know,
lady.
For all you knew, it could have been that woman that went into the post office the other day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It could be that. You know, and you're just in the wrong place at the wrong time. You never really.
Some of
really
these
know.
Old women are caring.
Mm-hmm.
I've always found
that especially when you're operating a motor vehicle, you have anything to do with your car, it pays to be very respectful and very kind to people on the road.
Guys.
Works for you. My mantra.
All right, buddy. Okay, pal.
It certainly served me well over the years.
Anyway, like I said, most people would have let it go. Here's the thing. I was having a very good day. Right. I had a very good day. I'm in a fine mood. The weather's nice. I've got my sunroof open.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's fine. Listening to my faggot songs that I like on my stereo in my car. And, you know, get my booze. Get my little weekend all set up.
The hi-fi.
And, you know, then Nanny Mick One Tooth has got to be sitting there in her goddamn Subaru. And seriously.
At any time did she go,
No.
That's what Nanny McPhee does.
Like,
yes.
that lady doesn't know. No, she did not. So I got my cash. So
good.
Our non-high-stakes poker game is on for tomorrow at my house, correct?
It is. And we are, what is it? Is dollar the minimum bet? Is that what we're doing? Did we agree to do that?
I think we can.
We're just not playing with quarters, right?
I think we can work that out either now or when everybody gets to the house. That's fine.
Okay. Well, I think we work it out now. We know what to bring.
Yeah. Because I don't know what to bring.
Well, yes. Hi, John.
Hello. We're playing Hold'em, right?
Well, see, when you come to my house to play poker, here's the deal. When it's your chance to deal, you get to deal, which means when you play with Rob.
Oh, it'll be different games.
I remember some of the weird Rob games.
Yeah, I'd like to work out some of the details now, if we might. I wouldn't mind having. I like the idea of just doing Hold'em.
We can play like a regular cash game. Everybody buys in for $25 or something.
Why don't we just play regular poker?
Hold'em.
Why, bud?
Texas Hold'em, currently the only game I know. That's what I've been practicing.
You know regular poker.
I've forgotten. I really don't. I really don't remember.
Hold'em, I think, is the easiest way to play.
Easiest to deal, by far.
Easiest to deal, yeah.
Well, that's why you like it, Buzz. I vote for standard poker.
Okay.
Hey, listen, here's all I care about. All I care about is that every sixth hand, we don't get Rob telling us the invention of some product, which is why fours,
many new games,
eights,
you know,
special rules.
I don't want to play the infield fly rule game.
If you get a four up, you get two cards in the hole.
I think, you know what I think about Hold'em? It's the quickest. It's the fastest.
That's why it plays on TV very.
What do you think, poker guru?
I think it should be dealer's choice, but you're also at the mercy of the crowd, so I won't try anything silly.
All right. Seven card stud, high Chicago.
Man, if you guys would just dumb it down for me.
That's Texas Hold'em is dumbing it down. That's why I don't know why you're mounting this incredible defense.
I would just like to get the thing where you get the five cards and you decide how many you want to give back, and then you bet on that.
The draw, five card draw.
What's wrong with that?
Well, then, if you want.
That's what I would vote for. Well, then, if I'm dealing on the hands that I'm dealing, that's what I would select.
All right, and then we can all, whoever wants to do Hold'em, we do Hold'em.
Okay.
Okay. What's the matter, John? What's the problem, John?
No
John,
problem whatsoever.
Disturbed. What?
No, no.
Let's
be honest.
Why am I in here? I'll leave.
No. Okay, that was my first question, but you're already here. But being as you're here, yeah, why? I mean, now you look bummed out.
No, I'm not. I'm looking forward to it. I don't care what we play.
If we play,
I got a hold 'em. Pocket full of quarters.
If we played Hold'em, we'd, you know, the best way to do it is that we're all sitting around the table and we have a dealer. We hire a dealer.
Okay, you want to turn this in like to something where we're going to get raided?
No.
Like with Rob the Mailman?
No.
No, I just want to keep it, let's keep it simple. Please keep it simple for me.
Okay, well, that's why I suggested Texas Hold'em.
Well, even simpler, Mike. Even simpler.
Then it's dealer's choice.
Okay.
Okay.
And was it a dollar a hand that we decided?
Something like that.
Dollar minimum bet. So bring a stack of ones.
Dollar ante?
Dollar ante.
Dollar ante.
Everybody puts a dollar in the pot. What's maximum bet? Then we'll be done with this.
Oh, I don't
know. If we're going to play hold.
Maximum bet $5. That's it.
$5.
All right?
Okay.
One raise. Okay, cool.
See, right there is where the rules start getting. It's like $5 max, but one raise, which means it really could be more than $5, right?
10.
It what?
Because a $5 bet could be raised $5. It could be 10.
Yeah.
So the maximum really is 10.
Technically, yeah. You can raise. You only raise once.
All right. Thank you.
That's going to be...
Don't check and raise.
Don't what?
You know, seriously, this is going to be fun because it's going to be...
See, this is why I like blackjack so much better. It's so easier. You just count your cards and then you figure, okay, do I want to take one or not?
It's
you
know, the same thing in poker, really.
No, it's not. Not with you guys throwing out all these take it, check it, do 6, 4, 5, 8. This is wild. Texas Hold'em. It's like, you know, just give me 5 cards. Five cards, and I like it when they all look the same.
Yeah, that helps. It's always a good thing.
Well, they all look good.
Fantastic. Well, I'm like you with that, in that regard. I certainly would rather have that than have to negotiate my way through a straight.
Because, listen, I know it's very popular, but I am not one of those nerds, Nimrods, that watches poker on TV. I can nothing more boring.
But you know your way around a poker table. You know what a king high straight is, right?
And you like wild cards.
Well, not really.
Well, you call a game with wild cards.
I hate wild cards. Wild. I just changed my mind. I love them. I love wild cards.
Well, now you're deliberately trying to upset me, and I'm bringing the food.
What, John?
Yeah, don't mess with the guy.
Guess
who's
just called in? He cannot come.
He cannot come.
It's February.
I don't care if it's Black History Month. He cannot. Robert the Mailman cannot come to
well,
my
we
house.
Should tell him. Okay. You and I should tell him.
Do you want to talk to him? I got him on hold.
Oh. Jesus, you know, F all you guys.
What's the problem?
Seriously. Okay, put him through, because you know what it's going to be.
Because I'm black.
No.
I can't come to your house. You hadn't just afforded to your house. I can't come to your house because I'm black.
I have a legitimate reason. There's 6 people. We have 6 people. You don't want 7.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
7's too much.
Yeah. All right, here is Robert Mailman. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Don. The mic. How you doing?
Hi there.
How you doing, Robert?
Hey, it's, with those high stakes, you guys might get raided or robbed.
That's right. Robbed.
Raided or robbed.
Yeah, somebody got robbed last week. Again.
See?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around.
And somebody got raided yesterday. I think it was Monday.
Well, you don't get raided if you're having that game. If you're having a friendly poker game and the house isn't making any money, it's perfectly legal.
Right.
Well, why can't I play with you guys?
Now, here's why. Because right now you are guilty by association.
I'm not guilty. I didn't get arrested.
You were at a party, which incidentally was in my neighborhood, and you were there, and the cops came, and they busted.
And I had 2 guns, and I got secured.
Right. Okay. Hello. You were at a high stakes poker game where you got busted, and you had guns. I'm sorry.
Busted, Don. Were you listening when I was in there? I'm legal. I can carry a weapon in the state of Virginia. I'm legal.
That's great.
I'm one of the good guys.
I'm in a no gun zone.
Okay. The police gave me my weapons back with the bullets. I'm not Barney Fife. Okay.
Okay, but I
understand that. You don't want me to bring a weapon.
I don't.
I never bring a gun there.
Robert, you're hot right now.
I'm not hot.
You're hot.
He might have to wait till the next game.
You're hot.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I'm waiting for that one.
What?
Come on.
No, come on now.
I let you guys play at my house.
Listen to him laughing. Listen to him laughing.
I ain't begging, man. I just feel bad how you treat me, man, because you putting out there the same thing
I picture
the white boys at the party put out that I got in some type of trouble. I didn't.
Okay,
I'm Robert, legal.
I picture Robert's house. This is my picture. The immediate mental picture is you got to go way back to a movie called The Shining. And there was a character called Scatman Crothers in it, and he had an apartment.
I know goddamn Scatman Crothers. And, you know that.
And he had. Yeah, that was his name. That was his name. That was the name of the actor. And they went to.
In the Raid, your restaurant.
And he came in, and he had a picture of a naked black lady with a big afro on his wall.
Yeah, I got that poster too. So what?
I'll give you. I'll give you. A more modern reference of what I believe Robert's home looks
okay.
like.
Okay.
Sanford and Son.
Hey, you know what? My mother used to sell junk in L.A. I think she was an inspiration for that.
Listen,
man. Why'd you call B.A.? She remembers what my house looks like.
Yeah.
Listen, don't be talking about Beth Ann.
Hey,
don't.
B.A. called. I told you she called me and told me how much she loved me.
Oh, yeah.
How funny I was.
You are such a liar. You are such a liar. She said.
I'm not. Hey, John.
She said.
I'm putting $100 on it right now. You called B.A.
She said.
She called me off the air and said that, Robert, I loved you on the show. You're funny.
Okay, all right, hold on. That she loves you. I believe that, that she loves you on the show. I mean, you indicated that she loved you, like, loved you a long time.
No, Don, you know how I am with white women. You bang them and you put them out the next stop.
That's what I've always done, Robert.
If I want a fat white woman, I go to Pentagon City.
Of course, that's where all the white women are. Pentagon City.
All the fat white women.
All the fat white women.
Yeah, right. Jimmy Craig down there at the metro stop.
That's right.
Coming right, wilding that fat white ass right out of there.
Really, I thought all the fat women lived in Fairfax County.
Robert, do you live in like a townhome, a detached home?
I have a condo.
You have a condo?
Yeah, I have a condo in Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the normal guys. Okay?
Do you have bars on your windows?
Huh?
Do you have bars on your windows?
No, but I can give you pictures of, I went back to L.A. for a wedding, and it reminded me of the good old days, man.
Here's an even more modern reference of what I believe Robert's abode looks like. Think of the great movie Training Day with Denzel Washington.
Yeah, I would do that.
Now, do you remember the apartment that his girlfriend?
Oh, the neighborhood where he had to go into the barrio.
I grew up in the middle of the riots. I grew up on Florence and Normandy, so I was scared. Estimates myself going back there.
Wow.
Yes.
You know, because I've moved up in life.
Now listen,
I'm a modern Renaissance man.
Robert, listen, we got a break. You're too hot right now.
Come on, I can't
have you in my home.
Can you reconsider for the next time? Please.
Next time.
Just think about it.
No, I can play
cards. You're not good.
Listen, for the next time. I can give you an absolute 100% maybe, which is better than no.
You don't even play football no more, man. I miss our time together.
he wants some companionship.
Yeah,
we don't even play football, man. What do you think about the new Madden on there since you're 60?
I like it. I think
they went for form more than function because it looks good, but it plays effy.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, you're right about that. The other Madden is harder to play, the regular Madden.
How's our friend over there, Mike, doing with his Xbox? Have the kids put a jelly sandwich in it yet?
No, it's fine. You know what? I'm certainly not playing it as much as I should be playing it.
Hmm.
And I think that's because I got through one really good game, and
what
now
game was that?
It's called Condemned.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Yeah, and I played it all the way to the end. I loved it. And now I'm just waiting for the next game to come out. They need more games. Everybody said that. You need more games for Xbox 360.
All right, Robert, you know, all this.
Think about it, brothers.
All
and,
this.
I am writing a book for Black History Month. I'm working with the
well, all right,
Rob.
You're going to get to come in. And what's the name of that restaurant you want to call?
Oh, Tour Babies.
Tour Babies restaurant.
And where is that restaurant located?
It's in South Carolina. I thought we'd do a bit where we call down there and pretend like we agree with their theme and see if we can get an outlet up here.
Call Tour Babies. Okay, well, again, that's Robert's idea. And if
Robert wants us to call them and ask about franchise opportunities.
Yeah, well, and right. I think we want
to find out the bank that financed them.
Okay. All right, goodbye. Have a good weekend, Robert.
Later.
Bye, Robert.
Bye,
Robert.
Bye-bye. You know what I'm saying. He's just too hot right now.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of that going around. Yeah, I mean, there really—it's been in the news. Like there's a rash of it.
There is.
Yeah.
It's because of all those dicks on TV.
Right.
You know, I mean, all the shows.
Mm-hmm. The popularity of poker.
I mean, really, how many times can you watch Dave Foley, and what's up with Dave Foley's mustache?
Right.
And I'm not talking about your hardcore, you know, World Series of poker. I enjoy the celebrity poker.
I see.
Every time I turn it on Bravo, it's like the only real star is Matthew Perry.
Yeah, but I love watching Kathy Najimy, watching her shake. Watching her cleavage jiggle as she gets a royal flush.
And mm-hmm. what's her name? Who's that moo-moo? Oh, Catherine Mannheim.
Cameron Mannheim. Right.
Yeah, she's always on there.
I've seen Sean Aspen on it.
You know who I watched, seriously? I was on a plane. Who? I was on JetBlue where they have TVs. Yeah. And I was watching Kathy and Najimy facing off against your that lady you like so bad.
Who's that?
The Larry David wife, whatever
Cheryl
her name
Hine.
Is.
Yes.
Oh, Cheryl Hine. She was on there.
Oh, and you know what? Now that she's been doing a lot of talk show appearances. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm backing away from that. Here's the thing. First, she's got like a Peter Pan body. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced. Mm-hmm. She's bigger than Dakota Fanning.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
good. And she's bigger than Kelly Ripa.
She was in the celebrity poker. She was not unsexy. I've never thought she was particularly attractive.
Well, some of those scenes on the Larry David show, I used to think, wow. But here's the main thing I got with her. It's that horse mouth.
She's got a big mouth.
And, I mean, it's not like a Sarah Jessica Parker classic horse mouth.
Right.
It's really big. It's just a big, big mouth. It's...
This is just a little song to my fans and friends to tell them a little about me and what I'm trying to tell them.
You mentioned Peter Pan.
That's the real guy that dresses like Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Good time for a phone call.
The real Peter Pan. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, gentlemen.
Anyway, I've soured on her. I've seen her interviewed a lot lately, and it's like her name is Cheryl Hines.
Right.
And I go, ooh.
Sure, she looked good next to Larry David.
Yeah. Thank you, Buzz. Hello.
Yes, sir.
So's the fat F.
Concept for the game.
What? What?
No, none of those stars have any concept of the game. But real quick comment, what will make your game so much easier, instead of anting up money every time, just have an initial $10 buy-in, and then you just divvy up chips. So much easier.
All right, well, I think didn't Mike discuss last week, like, we'd have, like, a $25 buy-in or something like that?
I think that's a great idea. And then we do. We divvy up chips, and we do it that way.
All right, sure.
And also.
Oh, hold on a second. You got
bonked. There's more?
Sorry, nobody gets the also.
There's one more.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Hey, part-time Super Bowl, what are you having on the menu? Would you be getting your duck sick?
What was that last part?
What?
Will you be getting your duck sick in chili?
Can you do you understand it a second time? Seriously sounds like he's got a Hummer in his mouth.
Okay, start again.
He might
start
have been
again.
Referring.
Don and Mike, how are you doing?
Where are you from? What country are you from?
I'm calling from Sacramento.
No, but the accent, is it a fake accent?
No, it's not a fake accent. I want to know what's on the menu. Will you be having duck thick soup and chili again?
Sex and chili. Let me just translate before he goes any further.
Did he say duck?
Duck thick. Will you be getting your duck thick?
He's reversing letters to cover up.
There you go.
Will I be getting a BJ?
Right.
I didn't get one before, you idiot.
No.
Yeah.
Out of here. There you go.
Get out of here.
Smart guy.
Get it straight. It was intercourse.
That's right.
Straight.
Straight intercourse.
And that's what we're all going to be doing on Super Bowl Sunday.
Man-on-woman intercourse. That's all it was.
$25
buy-in. $25
buy-in.
None of that funny stuff the kids are doing. Keep me away from that.
Right. And they don't even consider it sex.
Which is why, after all my talk about missing out on high school and faking my diploma, I decided to go back to school.
Yeah, good for you. Just like Rodney. Stay in school.
Back to school.
Here is your new high school sophomore. Hi, everybody.
Hi, girls. Hey, I understand that we've got some different ideas about what sex might be.
Who's having the dance Friday? God. God help us.
You know... Imagine me at a school. First of all, like the girls would find me attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But let's imagine that I'm at a school. Wow. I'm there as a sophomore, and I'm walking up to some 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it 16.
Let's make it 16.
Yeah,
why not? For the sake of argument.
Hey, baby, are your parents squares?
They love that talk.
Do they still think that sex is sex, or do they think sex is what you and I think sex is? Huh? That's right.
Security! Then the fire alarm goes off, and you run out of the school with your plaid sport coat on.
Am I short pants?
I didn't mean it.
Like Angus, like the guy from AC/DC.
I thought it looked cool.
Like Angus Beef. Okay, let's just stop here.
Right here?
Right here.
Let's just stop.
Right here, right now. Do this, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're not giving your f***ing kidney. What if one of your kids needs a kidney one day? You're going to give your kidney to Richard Lewis? No.
You'll give it to him.
I might not be the match, Larry. He needs his kidney, number one. Number two, he's a fat f***. He can't even survive the surgery.
How do you know he can't survive the surgery?
You're healthy and thin. You're giving the kidney.
Here's my lady. You fat f***.
Eric. Who's on the line? It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Thank you very hard. What's the new motto now? I want to steal this from that Jay Severin thing.
We're not invited to dinner parties.
Okay, but there was more to it than that. Why aren't we invited, Mike?
We're not invited because we're so controversial.
Yeah, but he had a way of saying it.
Well, it's some of the most important fun imaginable.
Yeah, well, let's try to get that worked up.
Okay.
I mean, not you, I'm talking to the
guys.
Will
you want me to repackage it?
You want to hear it again?
No, God, no.
Let's eat.
You God, don't? No. Just write it. Just have somebody write it down.
I got it.
Try to describe it.
The Don and Mike Show. Who wants gum?
That's it.
Thank you, Rob.
Here's some behind-the-scenes TV stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're just checking my email, and I see that I got a note from somebody who knows, who says Tony Kornheiser is going to go to Monday Night Football.
Very good.
Uh-huh. Also related to this, we were going to have John Madden on the show today. Really not Frank Caliendo.
Right.
We may still have John Madden, but apparently now there's something with Al Michaels quitting at ABC today.
Ooh.
So that may screw that up.
Sure.
And we now, what about JB? Did you talk to...
Spoke to his people. He's going to try and call us after the Pat Summerall luncheon.
Okay. Here's...
Lots of stuff going on in Detroit.
Just between you and me.
Uh-huh.
Why we may not hear from JB today.
Okay, why?
There was something in a newspaper today, and I exchanged an electronic mail with him and did not get a response. Something in a publication that said he was going to be quitting Fox to go work for CBS.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I know he probably don't want to discuss that.
Well, no. I mean, probably not. It sounds like a lot's going on.
Yeah, so all of this
and it's all happening when they're all out there at the Super Bowl. Because, I mean, you've got all the broadcasting executives, you got all the team owners and all the broadcasters all in one spot.
Right. So anyway, I just checked my email. It's like somebody, first thing I got written was from this guy at ESPN. You know, hey, Kornheiser got the gig. Michaels quit. And then the next one is from John Madden's people saying John may or may not be able to call.
Who are they speculating on to be the lineup now for Monday Night Football? Kornheiser, Theismann, and somebody else?
And Mike Tirico.
Okay, all right.
Mike,
that's you know what? Mike Tirico's a good broadcaster.
Mike Tirico. So who knows? And if we do get JB, I would bet out of all of them, he'll be the one that calls. But I bet it's like under conditions. Don't ask me if I'm going to go work at CBS or
not. Right.
Well, no, Rob. No, if Al Michaels quits, he will still call the game this weekend.
Oh, okay.
If not, like sure Rob just wrote me a note. If Al Michaels quit, who's going to call the Super Bowl this weekend?
Gus Johnson.
Very good.
A good time was that by all.
By all.
Hey, Gus Johnson is network now.
Yeah.
He has been for a long time. Hey, you know, I know
which
it's
says
like...
says a lot about...
Is it CBS?
Yeah, which says a lot about network.
Yeah. And a lot about Gus.
About standards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the final pick for the Super Bowl.
Very good.
I don't want to piss off all you Steeler fans, but I just feel it. Seattle. That's it, and it's Seattle by... over 7 points.
Wow.
Run to Las Vegas right now. Take all of the money that you have buried in your backyard and lay it all on Seattle before the points start to move in the next 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Done. You mean the spread's going to come down differently?
What do I know? I believe so. I don't think it'll be as wide. The gash.
The gash. 7 points right now, right?
Something like that. It was six
Pittsburgh and seven?
Six and a half the last time I checked. Ooh, but I would just take it out. Just who's going to win? Take the points out of it. Just straight up,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick Seattle. I just the more I see these guys on TV and the more I think about it and... You know what? It's just, I like rooting for the underdog.
That's
and,
it.
And Seattle just has never won dick. I mean, those guys are right to have an inferiority.
Inferiority.
Thank you, my complex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think Seattle has the advantage that they have a wily coach. He's fat, but he's wily.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's wilier than the other guy.
So who's your pick then for the game? Who will win?
Steelers.
Steelers. Buzz.
Seattle.
Robbie?
A tie.
There are no ties in the Super Bowl. They will. They would play till infinity if they had to.
Cool.
Okay, then I will also say Seattle. I think Seattle will
win. You know, but I'm saying I think that Pittsburgh will win.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see Seattle win,
mm-hmm.
and I will probably bet on Seattle. Just because I don't want to root for a team that I'm not betting on.
Right. But if you're gonna, well, hold on. Well, then bet on Pittsburgh.
I don't want to bet on Pittsburgh.
Why?
Because I like Seattle. In his heart, he doesn't really like
Pittsburgh.
But
you just said you think Pittsburgh's going to win.
Right. I've said that on the air. That's
well, then,
what I, that's what I, deep down, that's how I really
then
feel.
Bet, then bet on Pittsburgh, unless you're going to play that goofy thing about, like, the points.
Well, this, yeah, I think that, I think if it's Pittsburgh in seven, I think Seattle can cover.
Okay. Anyway, I am starting. What, Mike?
you seemed annoyed with that. Is the cover thing like the betting thing? Is that like the poker thing?
No.
Is it too in depth gambling or what?
No, not at all.
Because I don't even know whether I'm saying it the right way. That's what you say, right?
No, not at all. It's just I've got a lot of worthless things that I wanted to get to.
Okay.
I just wanted to just go around the room and see who wanted to pick who.
Okay.
You know, I'd much rather spend.
Then you don't want the parlay then. You don't want my slam dunk winner?
Can't miss.
What those guys that are in the sports page always say. You can't beat this. Yay.
On Sunday mornings, I think it's pretty much on every channel if you get the NFL Sunday ticket on DirecTV, but even on regular TV.
Right.
On Sunday mornings, you'll see... Like, it's always on a channel that's got a number higher than 60.
Okay.
So you know it's a bad TV station. Mm-hmm. Like on channel 68. It's these greased up Guidos.
With gold chains.
These mobsters from Las Vegas
mm-hmm.
who are sitting on a set and they're going, I have my lock of the year.
That's it.
Last week in the playoffs, I was 3-for-4. Your money back. This is my lock of all time. Call 1-800. I'll break your effing kneecaps right now. I'm Vinny. And they have a panel of these guys.
Right.
Where there's like four of them at once screaming about why you should call their 1-800 betting numbers.
There's a guy we used to have on the show named Freddie Edelstein. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Friend of Rudy's. They're all kind of like that.
Didn't Freddie Edelstein end up in the Hooskow like for tax evasion?
It was very unfortunate.
Oh, sorry about that.
We called him Freddelstein.
Freddelstein.
He's somebody's bitch now.
Here I am in jail.
I wonder how...
Count on it.
How does your hair look?
It's slicked back. God.
All right, so... God, I don't know about the Super Bowl. I know what I wanted to tell you, Mike. It was about, motivation with your diet.
Mm-hmm.
If I could just take a second to tell you, you mentioned that you had been dieting for a week and you lost a half a pound.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you were pissed off by
it. Yeah, usually at the beginning when you start up, again, you usually drop a little bit more.
Now, again, I wanted, before I say anything, say I'm ugly, I'm fat. And I should still be about 20 to 25, maybe even 30 pounds lighter than I am. Okay? But I've lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Right before, let me see, I had done real well after Frida died, and then when Thanksgiving came, between Thanksgiving and Christmas,
everybody.
My weight went from 192 to 197.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very concerned that I think it was like on New Year's Eve, I got on the scale on that boat that Bart and I were on. It was like teetering at 199.
Mm-hmm.
And that for me is the land of no return. That's like, I can't go back. I can't. I can't set. I love setting the scale. I got one of those doctor's skills. Yeah, and I set it at 150, and I love that the thing doesn't go all the way. You know, because that's a big hurdle when you're losing weight to be able to move that scale notch down. Now, I had been exercising throughout the last 3 or 4 years. I would run a couple miles 3 times a week tops, and like do a little cool down walk, and that would count as my exercise. Mm-hmm. I was so pissed. I decided what I was going to do is bust my ass, make a New Year's resolution to myself. This is one good thing about Frida is that she, even though she was a supreme ball buster, like with me and my exercise, she would always say to me, you know, why can't you do, you only did 30 minutes. Why can't you do another 15?
Right.
You know, and I still have that in me. So I thought, well, okay, New Year's resolution. God damn it, I am going to seriously run 3 miles every day. I mean, Monday through Sunday, I don't care how I feel, I don't care what I've been through, I don't care what the situation is, I'm going to run, and now I don't balls out run. I'll tell you exactly what I've done. I run a mile in 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the last, what is today, February 3rd, so for the last 34 days, every day I have run 3 miles, that's in 36 minutes, and then I take 14 minutes to cool down, and I add another like half mile to 6/10 of a mile.
Mm-hmm.
So, over the last month, while severely watching my diet and watching my intake of calories, because I don't count carbs or crap like that, it's just a basic thing my doctor said to me, real simple, work off more than you put in.
Right.
You know, just work on fewer calories and work hard.
Right.
So, here you go. You think you're frustrated? I ran, and now understand, I'm not Forrest Gump. I'm not a world-class athlete.
No, but that 3 miles a day is a good chunk of...
It is.
So I add up. So I add up for the entire month.
Uh-huh.
I ran 90... Hold on a second. Jesus Christ. I ran 94 miles.
Yeah, 97 miles.
97 miles. And then when you count the extra, which is the cool-down, it brings me to almost 119 miles run and fast walk in the month of January, along with watching my diet, along with doing all the crap that they tell you, not eating 3 hours before you go to bed, having my 64 ounces of water a goddamn day, doing my stretching. I lost 2.5 pounds.
Jesus.
2.5 pounds.
That's frustrating.
A little discouraged.
2.5 pounds. Down to 194 and a half. So don't be discouraged. I'm sorry that that was so long and drawn out. But, you know, I mean, Jesus Christ. Like Mike, when you said after a week, you know, that it was only a half a pound.
Right.
I mean,
and what am I basically at the end of my second week? Right now, yeah. I'm at the end of my second week.
Right.
And I'm down now about 4 pounds.
Good. Well, I wish, you know, I mean, that you're going to hit a wall, and you're going to hit a wall, then you're going to hit a wall, and you're going to hit another goddamn wall.
It's why they sell the books, I agree with you. I think you burn off more than you take in, and you watch your diet. It's just, it's the never-ending battle. Mm-hmm. It really is.
It is.
But I'm sticking with it, and if I get to where I want to go, I'm going to be very, very excited.
Well, anyway, that's all I had to say. Just, you know, just from me to you. And also, you know, it's funny to think that a big fat load like me, really, seriously, if somebody said to me, you're going to run over 100 miles, and again, I don't run like, you know,
Olympics,
but I run at a pretty good pace.
Right.
You know, wouldn't you think?
I would think you'd drop probably 20 pounds with that level of exercise.
You would think.
If every day you were doing that kind of exercise,
especially
you were
with the diet.
And I have been. Yeah. Every frigging day.
Do you think you might be, you say you want to get down to this ideal weight. Do you think maybe, do you hold to that thing where you're at a certain weight where that's your weight? A lot of people say that. And
when
that's why when you plateau and you can't really, and it's really coming off slow?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because I was thinking for a while that my body type weight, my weight, you know, not on the charts or anything, was probably perfect at just about 300 pounds.
It's a nice round number.
So that's the one, you know, terrifying. Absolutely terrifying that at one time in my life I flirted with that.
Anyway, stick with it, Mike. Stick with it.
I'm gonna do that.
That's all I wanted to tell you.
That's why I'm bringing bringing food to your party tomorrow, but I'm not going to eat any of it myself. that's the truth. Okay. I mean, it's just that the type of stuff that I'm bringing, I don't eat myself.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing: you do, and I do too, and everybody does.
Because I want to get more bang for my buck. So that's why when I'm doing that, that's what I will do tomorrow.
What do you mean? You want to get more bang for your buck?
The way I do it, the way I diet is that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is probably boring for people to hear, but the kind of program that I eat on when I'm doing it correctly is, if you have certain types of food, you can obviously eat a lot more food than the food like burgers or quesadillas or that type of thing.
Oh, right.
See, and that's if I do have the burgers or the quesadillas, there's so little of it that I can eat to really have that it would blow it for me.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And something about when you eat food like that, man, once you break the dam, it's tough to maintain.
You want to keep going.
Right. So I will be eating tree nuts.
You're not allergic?
Tree nuts and figs.
That'll be good.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to be eating. Hey. And a couple of dog biscuits.
Just a bitch. No, it's just a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bitch. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to get fat, and it's so goddamn hard to get skinny.
It's not fair.
I know that the day I drop will be the day that they announce, hey, we've got the new magic pill.
Yeah, the pill that really does it. And the pill that does it, like, in 24 hours. You wake up and your bed's wet.
Hello? Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Howdy.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to say to both Don and Mike, you guys, that a half a pound a week is absolutely great. That's over 25 pounds a year. In 2 years, it's 50 pounds.
Hey, listen, douche, I understand that. It's been for me like 2.5, almost 3 years. I've lost almost 100 pounds. I understand that. I understand that the average is you lose 2 pounds a week if you're lucky. What I'm saying is I was looking for more.
Out of all that work,
Looking for more. Almost made me think, because I know that Frida would not have accepted this, almost made me think, well, I might as well just go back to the half-assed way that I did before. It's only 3 pounds.
Seems to work, yeah.
It's only 3 pounds.
Do you think, I just thought of something, do you think, because of the running you're doing, you're putting on a little muscle?
No.
In your legs?
No, I don't buy that. I put like 5 pounds of muscle on my leg?
You know, that's possible.
That is extremely possible.
Very possible.
I do not think
muscle
so.
Weighs more than fat.
Don't think so. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don?
Yes?
I've dropped 15 pounds in the past, since December 17th, by not drinking.
Go to hell.
I'm sorry.
I second
boy, where
that.
Did that come from? I am so sorry. I just reacted.
I second that.
Oh, that was terrible.
Oh, and listen, don't think that I'm so naive that I don't know that, too.
Uh-huh.
Don't think that I'm so naive that I tell you that I watch my calories and stuff, that I don't know when I go home and I have my 2 to 25 drinks a night. that's not good.
Right.
But for the weight, I know that.
You're dieting. You're not going to stop living.
If you're going to call, be serious.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi.
Hey, Don, don't worry about it, man. You are doing the right thing. It's just like they said before, you're adding more muscle. You're probably really Adonis-like, I bet, by now.
You should see.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Including one particular area of the body. More muscle.
Hello, Don. Mike's up.
Have a drink.
Hello. Hello?
Franks and Beans. Franks and Beans.
Right.
Not a good diet, really.
Oh, it's a good diet. That really packs on the muscle.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, take that Seahawks bet. They're going to win. All the pressure's on Pittsburgh. They're going to punk it.
That's one of the parlay guys. It's one of the guys with the slick back hair.
The bluest sky you've ever seen.
Get out of here with that. Would you stop that stupid thing?
That's what Aretha's going to say.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Oh, we've got our Steelers segment coming up here.
Yeah,
oh, we got a break. We got a break so we can do our locker room show again.
Yay!
Yeah, you ready for that there, huh, Jim?
Oh, the big game just a few hours away there.
And you know that we're big Seahawk fans.
Very excited about it. You tell him, Ace.
I'm Ace Bandage.
I'm Jim Schartz.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. Did you ever think it could have been your big Barney Rubble head?
Yes. Well, you know, very as a matter of fact, when I first went to the nutritionist,
Melon,
3 years ago, uh-huh. She said, would you like to lose 75 pounds of useless fat? today? And I said, yes. And she said, great, cut your head off.
We all have oversized heads.
There you go. Get out of here.
Except for Buzz. You don't have an oversized head.
I guess not.
Mm-hmm.
Rob does. Rob almost has like the man to midget quotient.
Yeah, of us in this studio, we have oversized heads.
Now your average midget has got like the gigantic, the big, like almost like a mascot size head.
Right.
Yeah, on the tiny, that's what Rob's got. Yeah. Although he's got a big, gigantic man body.
If you wanted to draw me, it's a unit of thirds. One head, torso, butt.
Yeah, we have the oversized. Buzzhead is normal, but he has clown hair. Yes.
And it's the 12th man, I've just been told, when we come back. Now, listen, this guy's story is this. He really, I guess, is the originator, at least in Seattle, of this whole 12th man thing.
Oh, yeah.
The team.
The 12th man.
The team, see, Buzz, the crowd makes so much noise.
But they are.
12th man on the team.
Right.
And this guy was all pissed off because, like, he's the 12th man. He's been in Sports Illustrated in time and, like, the Seahawks, like, wouldn't give him a ticket to the game.
Oh, well, I have my standard question ready to go. What's the 12th man eat?
But he got a ticket. Oh. And he's going to the game there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hey, that's fine. Oops, no, that's not the right
No, that's Irish again.
Yeah, we'll be doing that again.
Are you excited about the big game?
No, I country.
Talking about the Seahawks.
Oh, we love the Seahawks so much.
Let's have some pie.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What kind of answer is that? It's a simple enough patch. Day in and day out. Oh, that's absurd. I mean, from day to day, every day of problems. I don't know what the you people do. I don't even understand any longer what the hell you're paid for. The simplest little thing, from here to there. Jesus Christ. Now, can this show be done or not?
Howard Cosell for the 66th time. All right? Is it all right now? Hello again, everyone. Howard Cosell speaking of sports. Too much. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I got to get over to TV. I got to do a network show at 5:15. I got to do a local radio show. I'm going nuts with these shows anyway. Really, it's a time when even the greatest professional breaks down. What's the problem? This is Howard Cosell for American Contemporary Radio. Is it working now, Gilly? All right, let's go. Good Lord, let's go. Thank you.
What? It still sounds bad? I thought you said it was working all right.
Is it working all right or not? If not, I'll share a microphone with Mr. Axtell. I have no more time. God damn it, it's Don and Mike Show.
The big and the pretty. The Don and Mike Show. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
You know, we've got some other tapes as well. Besides that one, we have some new drunk Judy Garland tapes.
Oh, good.
Wow.
From the same set as we got the Howard Cosell raving out. So we'll hear those in just a couple of seconds. Time now for the Seahawks locker room.
Yes.
We did a feature this week on the show about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
We're heard every day in Pittsburgh over the radio on The Edge.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in Pittsburgh listen on the Internet. Some people in Seattle listen on the Internet. Either way, we're trying to be fair.
Sure.
So the guy we're calling now, his name is Peter Richards, and he is the 12th man.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy, if you do a Google search on him, you'll get a picture of him. He's a big fat guy, and he's got the number 12 jersey on, and he's giving you the thumbs up as to indicate, yes, you know, me love the Seahawks long time. So 30 years. 30 years of loyalty shot down, he said, because the Seahawks wouldn't give him a ticket to the Super Bowl.
And there he is, the personification of the 12th man.
Yeah.
The 12th man, the guy that everybody looks to.
Now, I'm not going to go with my first instinct, which would be to call the guy and say, it's great you're the 12th man, you've obviously gotten some notoriety out of this, you become somewhat famous, buy your own freaking ticket to the game.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we don't have to have that conversation with him.
Good.
Because some good Samaritan bought him a ticket.
Ah.
He's going to the game. He's not there yet, right? He's still in Seattle?
Flies out tomorrow.
All right, so we're going to call him now in the locker room show.
with gym shorts and Ace Bandage.
And Ace Bandage. Okay, so Robbie, you get him set here. Hold on a second.
He's expecting your call.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
All right, well, Buzz,
yes.
As soon as he says hello, I'll hit the music here, and then you can give us the intro.
All right.
Trying to be fair now in the Super Bowl,
of course.
Balanced.
Come on, Peter Richards.
Hello, this is Peter.
Peter, stand by to go on the radio on CBS.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
With a snap of the towel, the Westwood One Radio Network welcomes you to The Locker Room with your hosts, Jim Shorts and Ace Bandage. Now, here's Jim and Ace.
Yeah, hey there.
Yeah, welcome to the show, the locker room. It's the big game. It's the big week.
Yeah, welcome to the locker room. And as you know, we do the show about the football. And it's the big football, yeah, this weekend. And as you know, we're gigantic Seattle Seahawks fans.
Yeah, but you know, Ace, I think that we probably ran into a fan that's bigger than we are.
I think so. Let's welcome Peter Richards, the 12th
hey
man.
How you doing?
Hello there.
Hey, 12th man there.
Yeah, thank you.
So, how'd you get to
be? Seahawks fans out in Washington?
What?
Lots of Seahawks fans out in Washington.
Oh, for sure. How'd you get to be the 12th man then?
Oh, for Hasselbeck.
You just have to spend a lot of time supporting the team, even through the bad times.
Oh, yeah.
How come they didn't give you the ticket to the game?
Well, you know, there was a lottery process involved, and somehow a lot of the original season ticket holders got skipped over.
What do you do as the 12th man out there in Seattle then?
A lot of screaming, a lot of drinking, a lot of supporting the team. You got
the flag? You got the big flag with the 12 on it there?
Got the flag on my car running around.
Are there any other fans that claim they're the 12th man? So, don't have, you know, the exclusivity then?
Today I'd probably say there's about a million 12th men in Seattle.
Yeah, do you eat the stadium food?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, is it good? Yeah?
Yeah. Actually, it is actually very good. The hot dogs are very good. Matter of fact, you heard the NFC is a hot dog that's going for sale on eBay for about $7,000, so I'd say that's pretty good food.
At the place where the Seahawks play, what would be the signature just then?
The signature what?
Dish, you know, the big food. Is there any, like, specialty at the house then?
Oh, yeah, actually, you know, at the pregame they have salmon burgers.
What burgers?
Salmon burgers.
Salmon burgers.
Salmon burgers, all the fish. All for Jim Zorn. Do I remember the good old days? Steve Largent, yeah.
Now, they had different uniforms then now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Light colors.
What's up with the ball arena suits that they wear now? It looks like they're wearing, like, the underalls.
I don't know what they're
about. They got the blue tops and the blue shirts and the blue hats. You know what I like to have me sometimes?
What do you like to have there, Ace?
A nice big bag of homegrown beans.
Oh, boy. All for tasty. Those would be yummy. Hey, you're listening to the locker room. I'm Jim Shorts.
Hey there. I'm Ace Bandage. It's Super Bowl week. As you know, we are giant Seattle Seahawks fans.
We got the Peter Richards on the phone. He's the 12th man.
So now you're going to the game. Like,
yep.
Tennis, who gave you the ticket? Yeah. Who gave you the ticket? Yeah. Who gave you the ticket? Yeah. Who gave you the ticket? Yeah.
I'm not supposed to tell you her name, but she was an angel and came in and decided that she'd been to 3 Super Bowls and that because I was a 30-year fan and 30-year supporter that she would give up her seat and let me go. And
so are you in Detroit now? Yeah, then.
I'm actually leaving set tomorrow night.
Oh, for flight. You're flying out on a big jet, are you?
Oh, yeah, big jet.
Oh, that's
only
good.
Only when I can find Saturday night.
All for flying.
Mm.
Will you buy a program in Detroit, then?
program, shirts, hats. I got lots of gifts I got to bring back for the family.
Yeah, that airfare high, though, huh?
Oh, yeah, but $860
yeah.
from Detroit.
Put a little dent in your wallet, then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that, sure. that Hasselbeck, that chap who's the phonically challenged quarterback.
Oh, yeah, the guy that don't have no hair, huh?
I got to say something about him, though.
Go ahead, Ace.
He talks like a sissy.
Yeah, he has that kind of lisp, you know.
You know, he talks like he might be one of them guys that plays pocket pool with other guys. I don't think he is, though.
What's your opinion on that, then, Peter?
I think his wife and three kids might have something to say about that.
Well, hey, what are the chances, Peter, I could buy a pennant for my rumpus room?
A what for your rumpus room?
Nah, don't worry about it.
I'm only kidding you there. I think we all know that if anybody on the saddle team is gay, it's that running back. The happy one. You know, Sean Alexander, the MVP.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Every time I see him. Now, listen, I know you're going to say he's married, he's got kids. I don't like it when my sports heroes talk in whispers.
But don't you think that name, too, ain't that one of them names there that can go both ways, then? For your girls and boys, right? Sean.
Yes. I don't think so.
That's right. Of course, just to be fair, here on the Locker Room Show, we'll tell you that we were already pretty sure that Hines Ward enjoys going to the rumpus room,
yeah.
If you know what we mean.
Sure.
And really, Big Ben ain't that big.
That's right.
I hear Big Ben likes to party. There's some pictures of him on the net.
I heard he likes to party with little boys. What do you hear about that? Huh?
Controversy.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Now you're talking. Now they're going to, what do? They'll put that up like on the bulletin board then for their motivation, you see.
I don't know about the little boy part, but there's definitely some pictures floating around of him hammered on.
Who's your favorite Seahawk now?
His favorite Seahawk now is Tatupu.
Tatupu. Tough to pronounce then.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gay, though.
Well, that's excellent.
Are you coming out now?
You can come to Washington State. We just passed law that you can get equal rights.
Hold on there, Peter. I was talking to Ace. Ace, are you coming out now on the show?
Hell no.
You told me you wanted to keep it a secret.
It's a joke.
Oh.
It's a joke.
Yeah, the helmets, they look pretty light in the loafers, too, now. But they protect the heads good, don't you think?
I think so.
Sure.
Who's your favorite Seahawk player besides the one you already said?
Besides the one I already said, I'd probably put Hasselbeck up there. He's been a great leader this year.
Hasselbeck. Now, correct me.
All time or this season?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Hasselbeck married to Star Jones from the Regis and Kathy show?
Yeah, she's like a talk show host.
Yeah.
That's his sister.
He's married to the big black woman on The View.
Sure.
I seen it.
Oprah? Oprah Winfrey, then.
That's right.
Okay, sure.
That's right. Matt Hasselbeck is married to Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, that's good. I like Oprah. That's a good show.
And tell me something else, 12th man. How many heart attacks there has Holmgren had already this year that we as the fans don't know about?
I don't know about Holmgren, but Ray Rhodes has had a couple of issues, and I don't know if Holmgren, I think he had...
So you think that the Seahawks players will be stealing Jerome Bettis' asthma medication?
I don't know if they're going to steal his asthma medication because he might not need it if he doesn't get to finish the game.
Do you think that because you're the 12th man, got to do a reset. It's the Locker Room Show, and it's a Super Bowl edition. Hi there.
Hi there.
I'm Ace Bandage.
And I'm Jim Shorts. We're talking with Peter Richards. He's the 12th man now.
So when you go to Detroit, though, and you're there, and you've got the 12th man thing happening, do you think you might have, like, any 12th man groupies, though?
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Seahawks fans there, nice and loud, bringing the 12th man to Detroit. It's going to be a tough row because there's probably going to be about a 10 to 1.
So do you think if you have a little toss in the hay before the game, it'll help your performance then?
That's all up to my wife.
Up to your wife?
I don't know.
Now,
up to my wife.
Are you bringing your wife with you, though?
Unfortunately, I'm not.
How sharp is the top of that there space needle?
Very sharp.
Oh, for pain.
Yep.
Can I tell you something that's always bothered me?
What's that?
Not about your team there. Oh, it's the Locker Room Show, and you're listening to Super Bowl coverage.
Yeah, we're excited about the big game.
Why is it grande, though?
Why is it Verde and Grande?
Oh, you're talking about for coffee.
Yeah, all for coffee.
That's where they grow it out there in Seattle, right?
And why'd that one hippie have to kill himself? I didn't even like his music that much.
No, that's right. And he wasn't as good with Van Halen. I like the original guy.
Me too. And I love his radio show.
How do you feel about him?
Oh, for David Lee Roth's radio. Oh, man, that guy's good. He's not like these guys.
Yeah, well, the other guy...
Like us guys, I mean.
The other guy killed himself.
Yeah. Kurt Cobain, right?
Yeah. But do you like salty ham, then?
Salty ham, like as in Spam?
No, like the whole ham.
Yeah. Like the whole ham? Yeah, I like ham.
Best part of the cow.
Ham's good. Ham's good, Dick.
What were you saying when you were talking there about some $7,000 hot dog, though?
There's a fan from the NFC that came home from the NFC Championship game here in Seattle and turned around and put a hot dog from the game on eBay.
eBay, the big rental site.
Yeah, the big rental site. And they ended up getting about $7,000 for this hot dog.
For retarded people.
Ham. Some like the shank, some like the loin.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but $7,000 for a hot dog from a football game.
Have you thought, about the possibilities that, if Seattle wins, that you'll get, real crazy drunk, and that maybe you'll walk into the streets of Detroit and, some gang will come up, and, set you on fire? Because that's what they do in Detroit. It's not like Seattle. It's not safe like Seattle.
Dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Devil's Night, though. Sure. Yeah. All for Satan loves loves Detroit.
That's nasty. So you got to be careful then.
God loves
Seattle. Yeah, that thought has crossed my mind, actually.
Right.
I'm a little worried about batteries hitting me in the back of the head during the game and all that kind of stuff.
So, Peter, then, we got the standard question on the locker room show. How do you take your eggs?
How do I take my eggs? Over easy.
Over easy. Ace, you still like yours over easy?
I like mine scrambled now.
Ah, scrambled.
All for scrambled.
Soft boiled for me over here there, Peter.
All right.
Right.
Hey, Peter. Sweet and low, man?
Sweet and low, or equal?
Oh, sugar.
All for sugar.
Like the real thing.
All for diabetes. diabetes.
Peter.
Silent killer diabetes.
Gotta go with the real thing, man.
What? Peter, they got a restaurant in that there Space Needle.
Yes.
They got clams?
They actually do have clams. There's two restaurants up there on the circular one, and then there's one down below.
I love them.
What kind of bird is that on the hats that the Seattle Pliers wear? It's a hawk, but what kind of a hawk is it, though?
It's actually the name. There is no such thing as a real Seahawk, but it comes from...
Oh, for false advertising.
It comes from the ospreys that are around here, which is actually a nickname, the Seahawk.
So did anybody ever protest that, then?
No, I don't think so. I think when you got a good thing going, you just leave it going.
Yeah. I like the paint on the helmet. Yeah. Nice colors.
Yeah, the blue or the...
I'm partial to both.
The black and yellow that gets rubbed off when we're hitting people.
There's black. I thought it's just like gray and teal.
Nah, it's blue.
There's a little bit of paint from all the people they've run into this year.
All for blue.
I could go for a plate of clams right now. How about you, Peter?
Yeah, I'm a clam digger.
Mm-hmm. I'd like some eggs. I might even try them, over easy the way you like them.
Oh, sure. Lots of salt and pepper. Maybe some ketchup on the side. Are you a Hunt's or a Heinz man?
Heinz, but I don't put ketchup on my eggs. I have to admit that.
That's our producer.
Ruins the flavor.
Hey, all for Paul Allen. A Microsoft, huh?
Yeah.
How about the Microsoft Windows? Who doesn't like the Windows there?
I love those telephones.
Yeah.
Pretty good, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
What's your prediction on the score for the game there, 12th man, though?
I'm thinking 24-17 Hawks.
You're picking the Hawks.
Yep, I'm picking the Hawks, but now that Polamalu's got a hurt ankle, we might actually run that score up to about 34.
What's that name you mentioned?
Polamalu?
Oh, tough to pronounce. You do a good job then.
He's the little fella that's got all the hair.
Yeah.
He's the little fella that's got all the hair coming out of the back of his helmet there.
I think that would make you sweat then, Peter.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'd worry more about somebody grabbing my hair and pulling me in the pile. But.
And sweat. How about that Mike Holmgren, yeah? All for B.O.
Oh, I bet. Especially in the warmer games. How do you handle all that rain then?
We've only had two games where it's rained here in Seattle.
during the regular season.
Oh, for divine intervention there.
If you can believe it. Over.
All right. We're running out of time there.
How oh, what a shame.
How come your city doesn't like get no respect, though? Oh, for respect.
I think it's just because we're so far out of the beaten path. Mm-hmm. That, you know, after Sunday, I think you'll find that it'll be a different story.
Who are they picking in the barber shop?
Everybody here local that I know goes to Seattle.
Okay, then. Well, that's because you live out there, then.
I got the same haircut that Matt has, so it's not. I don't spend a lot of time at the barber shop.
Oh, so you don't have hair.
Ah, you look like a bald queer.
Yeah.
Oh, for homos.
Me and Ace, we got lots of hair. Got it ever since we was kids. We kept the same hair. Just like that boy group, Hanson.
Yeah.
We kind of look like Jake Plummer. That's the look we go for.
Yeah, we feel it gives us our strength. You know that, Peter.
Yeah.
Of course it does.
Congratulations on like getting your trip out to the Super Bowl for the 12th month. And thanks for being on the Locker Room Show. And like, go Hawks.
All right, yep, go Hawks.
Any parting words for you, Peter?
Go Hawks. That's all I can say right now.
Well, that's what you said the last time.
Well, we're bringing it home. There's nothing else to say. We're going to win.
Can you tell me something? Do you like having regular intercourse with a woman here?
It is nice.
All for sex.
Hey, if the Hawks lose, don't be taking your life or anything like that.
No, of course not.
Okay, then.
Winter's right across the river.
Hold on a second. I think our producer needs to talk to you there.
Pleasure's all ours, Peter.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye, then.
Oh, the little guy was a 12th man.
Yeah, pretty articulate fella.
All for the Steelers.
Enjoyed the conversations.
Hey, Peter, it's Rob. Thanks for joining us. How do you think it went? I agree. Well, have a blast, all right? All for victory. All right, bye.
Oh, for blindsided.
Oh, for not a clue.
Thinks it went fine.
Good. Why not?
Great.
Oh, for trying to do that interview straight. With that moron, then.
And I've not seen this picture. I'm guessing he's a terribly obese guy.
All I've seen is his face and his thumbs up right by his face.
That's what I saw, too, but I'm guessing that he's got to be like a 5XL jersey,
I think so.
He's one of those guys.
There's another hungry fan.
I picture him like the guy at the Cleveland Browns games, that incredible, like, 400-pound guy that always has the dog pound mask on.
What really surprises me about that interview is that he doesn't put ketchup on his eggs. Had him figured for gallons of ketchup.
Always, unburdened by things like employment.
Well, Buzz, that's another exciting edition. Why don't you get us out of here, please?
That's all today from Ace Bandage and Jim Shorts. Polish your helmets and join us next time for the Locker Room on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All for Buzz and our theme song.
Significant the people, the better that is.
It is.
I like the new development this time of Jim Shorts being clueless about so many things.
All right.
Hey, Microsoft telephone.
You know, I guarantee you'll see that guy, Peter Richards, in the myriad of pre-game, in-game, and post-game coverage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all we can hope for now is a nasty fall.
Really?
Hey, there he is, the 12th man. Whoa! He's down.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
Thank you!
Giving all your love to just one man.
Me.
Something.
can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Baker Science Building. Great.
Champion Hotbaggers, Don and Mike.
Let's see. We got a picture of the 12th man that we'll have up on our website at the end of the show.
Very good.
Not as big and fat as you would have hoped.
No, but he's definitely a portly dude.
He's a big guy. Yeah, wearing number 51. That's the rookie linebacker for the Seahawks.
And he's in front of a giant truck.
He is
great.
Oh, the 12th man.
Oh yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, my buddies.
Hey.
Oh, look who's on the line.
Yeah, the right time.
All right.
All right.
Who do you like in the Super Bowl this weekend?
Seattle Seahawks.
Good for you, Tom.
Like
choice.
Sitards by how many?
4.5.
4.5 what?
4.5 points.
How do you spell point?
P-O-R-T.
Port.
My man.
You the man, Tom.
Where's Charlie?
He's not here.
Tom, how many points for a touchdown?
7.
Right. How many would 4 touchdowns make?
24.
Right.
Perfect. Wow.
Okay.
Very good.
How do you spell Seatard?
Watch it.
Well, he's on his game today.
Okay, bye, Tom. Wish we had more time.
There he goes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Off you go.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I just happened to hear that Liddy said today he was going to the same motorcycle show Mike was going to. So I wonder, is there going to be a big confrontation or kickboxing or anything?
Sure. Yeah, we're going to fight. It's going to be, and they're going to sell tickets to it.
You think?
First thing Mike's going to do is pull down his Depends. Not
mine too. Gordon's
Depends. Liddy's Depends.
I was thinking, do you think his saddlebags are full of urine containers?
Now, that someone just deleted that out. Dude, you got to learn with the new FCC standards that you got to come up with a more clever way than just saying that.
We'll learn you.
Do you think his saddle...
Okay, never mind.
He wanted to take another run
just wanted
it.
To stab at it again.
Yeah. I think there was a chance that his saddlebags would be Tupperware-like containers that could hold various liquids.
Very exciting.
I believe so.
It was a very exciting call. And he didn't even get shot.
No, he didn't. Oh, and this thing
That's
just...
nice.
What happened here? This thing just froze. It dung, froze, and now it's not frozen.
It's okay. Melting.
It's magic. The new Judy Garland tapes.
Yes, perfect segue.
Not that they're new, but it's Judy Garland, and I guess she's effed up, so here she is.
All I have to do is talk, and all you have to do is read or listen. And believe me, the way you believed me when I sang all the songs, well, now I'm talking, and listen to me, for goodness sakes. Don't make a joke of me anymore. People...
Wow.
Now that I've heard it in context,
Here we go.
And now a word from former Don and Mike Show producer, Beth Ann McBride.
All I have to do is talk, and all you have to do is read or listen.
Yes.
And believe me, the way you believed me when I sang all the songs, well, now I'm talking, and listen to me, for goodness sakes. Don't make a joke of me anymore. People say, and print, and believe, the stupid ones, and the minority, that I'm either a drunk, a drug addict, or it's a goddamn wonder I'm not. But I'm not.
That's Ann McBride.
Because there's Joe, Lorna,
or
Liza,
yes.
Mark, and me. And whoever wants to love us is welcome. Whoever is against us, get out.
It is 12 minutes after 5 o'clock. John Lennox from the IRS in studio and Mary Lou from Greensboro. You've got a question for John?
Yes. This is a set of
That's the Beth Ann Garland show.
But you can't write how nervous my hands get or how lost I might get when I have to remember because... I went through 5 years of psychoanalysis, going back over a life that was no good to begin with.
We got some great new tapes of Judy Garland.
She is a little further along than she was with the first tapes.
Those are better than the ones with, you know, the Yellow Brick Road.
So what?
Well, that first one's fantastic.
Yeah. She kind of ramps up to it.
Hard to beat. Oh, but the kids are calling. They still love this.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
Really hard to tell them apart.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, Cheryl the Big Dyke, I bet.
Cheryl the Big Dyke. That's what I'm going to sound like tonight after my birthday party. It's my birthday.
Oh, hey,
happy birthday to you.
How many dildos will there be on your cake?
48. I'll be spanked by 48 of them, actually.
48 years
young. 4 score and 8 years. Yeah, Mike, you and I are close, because remember, we went to AU, very close to
each other. That's right, yes. I think Sarge went there, too.
We both got that great AU education.
Yeah, well, Cheryl, 7 years worth for me.
Cheryl, the big dyke, not as big as she used to be. Cheryl, who is the current love conquest of your hot lesbian life?
Oh, I had a love conquest, but that ended 2 weeks ago. Right now, I'm on the make, but anyone who wants to be with me, I've lost 112 pounds.
Hey.
I run like 2 miles a day. I quit smoking. I am a catch.
And what's your type, Cheryl? You've never really described your type.
Boyish, androgynous, not too femmy, don't like the lipstick, don't really go for the lipstick. Although I would go to bed with a lipstick lesbian. I just don't know that I'd be in a relationship with one. Too high maintenance for me.
Mullet or no mullet?
No, mullet-free zone. It's a mullet-free zone. Short hair is the best.
Uh-huh.
Fit somewhere between 35 and 50, but they got to want to go out and party.
She knows her type, doesn't she? I didn't think she'd answer that quickly.
So like Shane, then.
With the exception of being physically fit, she just described me.
Exactly. I've had a thing for you. Well, Don, you know I've had a thing for you for years.
And
but,
Cheryl, you are an aggressive lesbian lover, right?
I could be fairly aggressive.
You're
the
man.
I can do both. I can switch. I'm a switch.
Please to describe the ideal Cheryl date.
Dinner, dancing, and sex.
Yeah,
right to it.
Sex.
There you go.
Like that?
Very little dinner.
Well done.
Very little dancing.
I'm 48. I'm 48 years old. I don't have a whole lot of time left. I got to get busy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And someday I'll meet someone who stays in my life for more than 5 minutes.
That's, well, we know you'll find somebody.
Yes, and so I'm talking to doctors to get my tummy tuck.
What are you doing with that harness now that you've lost all that weight?
It's adjustable, honey.
Oh.
Come get harnessed, honey.
Oh, honey.
Get harnessed, honey.
Dinner and dancing, honey, followed by sex, honey.
It's lesbian sex.
All my leather is adjustable, honey. But you know that vest you gave me at WET? Two of me can fit in it now.
Wow.
So I'm going to have to.
Hey, this is the night I gave you my leather vest.
Listen, happy birthday. We got to go have a great birthday. Hope you get
laid. Thank you. Love all you guys. I'm going to try. Bye,
right.
Baby.
All right. Eat it the Y.
Okay, I will. Bye-bye.
She goes. Good talking to you, honey.
Feast on the yeast.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard on the radio the other day that Texas A&M had a restraining order against Seattle about the 12th man.
That's true. They said they invented it.
Very idiotic that the dumb Texas fan, Hook'em Horns,
mm-hmm.
I guess they have a sign up in their stadium saying the 12th man. It's like some... Thank you, my friend. It's idiotic. It's like someone saying they invented the wave.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Stupid. Somebody saying, we invented the big foam, we're number one fingers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus Christ. A lot of teams, even going back to like high school and college.
Generic term.
The 12th man.
Right. Isn't there like even an award for it? Isn't there like a 12th man award or something like that?
In basketball, there's the 6th man award.
6th man award.
The 6th guy coming off the bench. Let me see. Very quickly, it's the end of the week. I'll just tell you that according to, you know, I love this, that we get all kinds of press releases and we get stuff from the government, partially because we're on in D.C.
Right.
And partially because we've been doing a show together for 20 years, so now we're just on everybody's mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
Some firm called Challenger, Gray, and Christmas. It's a real name of a firm, sent us a press release saying that the Super Bowl will cost U.S. companies $780 million in lost productivity today. The Friday before the Super Bowl.
So not the Monday after. I'm surprised.
No, hold on. The Monday after, we will lose $456 million.
That's interesting how they're making that up.
Making the total, making the total over one, my God, almost a billion.
Well, and so this is the Friday before. What, people saying the big game's this week and I'm taking off work today?
Yes, and then going out and instead of doing work, or people who are at work are online. They're
betting
they're,
and all that.
They're betting about it. They're reading about it. They're typing about it. They're talking about it. They say that today is the busiest day, that your computers are slower today because everybody at work is doing all this crap with the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, they sent this out thinking that we'd be upset about this. I mean, like, we care.
Do you care?
No, we do not.
Mm-hmm.
If you were given the opportunity to buy, and I know dildo has been brought up a lot today on the show, so I'll just say sex toys.
All right.
If you were able to buy a sex toy that had been used by Paris Hilton, how much? Put a price on it, Mike.
I, frankly, would not be interested in it. I wouldn't want to bid on it.
Yeah. But you know? Let's just say that...
I mean, what would somebody bid on it?
Right.
Jesus. I'd say...
And hold on, let me take this back. It's a bag of toys. It's not just one.
Wow. Her whole sex toy collection?
It's a bag of toys. The deal is, there's a guy, another one of these guys, David Hans Schmidt, is this chap's name. Hi.
You've got a really, really good thing to tell us, Hilton.
He used to bang Paris Hilton all the time, went into her place, took her bag of sex toys, and is now selling them, but has a price in mind.
Huh. How long does the bidding go? Does it go till April?
He wants to have them sold by the end of this month.
Okay, so we don't have April in Paris.
Come on now. Now, hold on. Besides the sex toys, he also has 18 of Paris Hilton's personal diaries. Now, she, of course, is going,
written in crayon.
She's going to try to sue for this stuff that he says that it's his, that she left it at his place. It's not her property. Anyway, he wants to sell it right now.
$50,000.
Buzz.
$2,000.
$20 million.
Oh, he can kiss my butt, chump.
Well, he says, besides the toys that vibrate and make noises, and
diaries,
it's not only that, he wants you to know he hasn't washed, if you're so inclined.
Yeah.
The sex toys are there,
mm-hmm.
plus her personal diary.
Did you say $20 million?
Yes.
That's crazy.
He also has pictures of Paris Hilton partying. I guess he has pictures.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't have pictures of Paris Hilton having sex with guys? He has pictures of Paris Hilton having sex with him.
So that, like, if it's an auction, the $20 million is a, you can get it right now for $20
million. No, he's not even going to eBay.
Oh, he's just doing that. If you want that stuff, that's how much you got to pay for it.
He's saying, my name is David Hasselhoff or whatever, David Schmidt.
I've got all the bag of toys for her.
And if you want it, you know, send me a check for $20 million, and it is... It is yours.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And it makes a big point.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know.
Not washed.
The 12th man deal?
Yes, yeah, sir.
Texas A&M actually has a trademark on that phrase. That's how asinine they are.
Yeah, well, then I would agree they should let it go. You know, if they really
it's like the guy with Let's Get Ready to Rumble. He trademarked that. Texas A&M trademarked
about
the 12th man.
You know, we can't even talk
about
it.
No, we can't.
No.
Okay, you can't talk about it.
Right now. You don't know what we're talking about.
No.
You don't know.
Punch out.
You don't know. You don't know what we're talking about that we can't talk about.
Like trademark Kleenex. Would that we could.
Yep. Would that we could. What's that guy's name anyway? That guy.
The guy. Well, I like the fights where Michael Buffer does the ring announcing.
That's the guy. I know that you've seen this woman on TV. Buzz, maybe you can tell me. This chick, I've seen her on TV the last couple of days. Did she have the baby? This woman that is leaving. She's pregnant.
Uh-huh.
She's due any day.
Yes.
She's inducing labor while wearing her Jerome Bettis jersey so that her baby will be born before the Super Bowl. She doesn't want anything to screw up her watching the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Of course not. Is this like within the safety zone? Or, you know, it's not like the baby's going to be so premature that it's going to cause problems.
Actually, I got to see the game.
I think the day that they gave her, when I saw this on TV, was either like Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Okay.
She's concerned, oh, my God, what happens if my water breaks at 6:30?
Right.
So she's having a labor-induced. Buzz, would you check And see?
See. Yeah, I haven't heard
the woman's name is Carrie Wellington.
She's inducing labor by drinking a case of Iron City beer.
Her name is Carrie Wellington.
I-E?
C-A-R-R-I-E. Uh-huh. Right, and here she is. Here's audio of her.
It is 12 minutes after 5 o'clock. John Lennox from the IRS in studio, and Mary Lou from Greensboro. You've got a question for John?
You know, when she was here, she wasn't showing at all.
All I have to do is talk, and all you have to do is read or listen, and believe me, the way you believed me when I sang all the songs, well, now I'm talking, and listen to me, for goodness sakes, don't make a joke of me anymore.
Okay, you got it. Sorry about that, PA.
Don't make a joke of me anymore.
Sorry about that, and finally, on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com, there's a picture. That we got from either from Tharp or for did you find the woman?
No,
you got
I did
the picture
not.
There.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, can you describe what that picture is? It's on our website.
Very blurry.
Under today's show log, it's a bunch of Asians,
bunch of
Chinese people.
They're obviously moving. They're in fast motion. They look like they're fighting.
Okay, here is the story with the picture on the website.
Okay,
over in China is Year of Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Parents promise children, we go to China Disney World for a year of dog. They get to China Disney World.
Yeah.
You ever hear of this? They sold out. You cannot buy no ticket. No ticket.
You mean Disney World sold out?
Disney World sold out. So you know what Chinese parents do? They throw children over a fence to other people on side who catch children and say, now look at Mickey Mouse.
Oh, you go to jail, Joe, doing that?
It's great. This is the picture is courtesy. You know, even though we're not heard on the radio, we get a lot of stuff from this TV station in Tampa, Channel 6 in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Send us this picture that they got.
So they hurl the kids over. And are these strangers they're throwing them to, or are they waiting relatives that have gotten in?
They've got friends on the other side, but it's like an 8-foot fence. So you've got to see the video. Hopefully we'll be able to link the video. We have a still picture. But you have to see the video that I saw today.
Eisner would not approve.
The real-time video where they're throwing this kid up in the air over an 8-foot wall. And wow. These are like 3-year-old kids.
What? China Disney is failure. No one tall enough to go on good rides. Very disappointing.
I mean, disappointing, Joe.
Hey, Hobson.
Only ride we go on is a teacup.
Hey, Hobson.
Teacup as small world.
Hobson.
Hi, Don.
You like some bosom rags?
Oh, yeah. Yes, a magazine. Good. Sex magazine.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Sex book.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, she did have the baby. I don't know much details about it, but I saw a clip on CNN that she delivered the baby yesterday.
Ah, thank you. And thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome. Anytime I can help, let me know.
Sorry, Buzz.
That's all right. No, thanks for the help, really.
Thank you. Someone's got to do the job.
That's right. I would describe that as a poker warm-up comment.
Hello there, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Hey, Don, did you guys know about
that?
What the hell was that?
What was that screaming in the background?
Sorry, I'm a UPS driver. I was delivering a package. Hey,
were you running over somebody as you were delivering the package?
No.
Yeah.
They're standing by my truck getting baseball cards, football cards.
You mean like you're delivering that to them and they're excited about it?
Yeah, as a little kid.
Okay. You didn't just run over a little kid, did you?
You know, on Fridays in particular, don't you notice those fellas drive a little bit over the top? Do you think Friday is your fastest driving day?
No, every day, really.
Every day they drive fast.
Just like hearing the UPS, every day is the fast driving day.
Every day like a bat out of hell, guys.
All right, so what's happening, Brown Shorts?
Do you see on eBay yesterday the Seattle Seahawks hot dog that sold for over $1,500?
You know what? I'm so sad to do this to one of our men in brown. I guess you don't know that this is a 4-hour show, do you?
Oh, you mentioned it earlier. I'm sorry.
Mentioned it earlier. We had the 12th man on who mentioned it earlier. Oh, my gosh. Now we're going to have brown and red.
Oh, so bad.
Sorry, I had to take him out, Joe.
Hop scene. Look at Facebook. I spill something. Hello, Joe. So good, Brown. What can Brown do for you?
Rest in peace, Doug Heffernan. Rest in peace, my friend.
What was his company, though? It wasn't UPS.
It's
what
like,
was the...
It's like UBS. Yeah. Although it's not BS. It's like UGS or whatever.
IPS?
That's it. IPS.
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 Doug Heffernan.
Heffernan.
When we come back... Oh, we do have the Friday favorite, mm-hmm. and it is a Super Bowl-themed Friday favorite, but you'll never guess in a million years who it is. Mm-hmm. You never will. You'll never see it through this one.
Try it. I dare you.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, exactly, sir.
Day classy, Sacramento, with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, it's Super Bowl XL. Everybody knows that. And I bet everybody's wondering who we're going to have for Jeopardy today.
Oh, I am.
Let's see. Mike's John Madden is not as good as Frank Caliendo's. No offense.
None taken.
We went through that, mm-hmm. so we're not going to have John Madden.
Right.
Now, let's see. What's another angle? Oh, I know. Stones are doing the halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
Mike does a killer Mick Jagger.
True. And
Mike
Keith,
does
Keith Richards.
A killer Keith Richards.
Right.
However, the game is in Detroit. Motown City.
This is quite a setup.
It's game time now on Day of Games. Cash for you and me.
And there's somebody who's been relegated to the pregame.
Huh. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, of course. Stevie Wonder.
No New Year's Day.
Thank you. Thank you for your energy and your spirit. Dom. I'm so glad. I'm so glad to be with you.
Now, Stevie,
where are you?
Would you
over
like,
there.
Would you like to feel my face?
Oh, may I take this? I am so glad that God has given me the chance to rub your face. You are...
That's not my face. That's my ass.
You have not shaved. Oh, my.
As I said, that's not my face.
But stubble.
May I say, your humanness is an inspiration.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Stevie.
Yeah, yeah.
Stevie?
Yes, I'm over here. I'm looking in your direction. Please don't make the shower curtain joke again, please.
You realize that you could be wearing a shower curtain.
A shower curtain. That is the regular joke. How are you? I'm so excited.
The deal is this. The deal is this, that the NFL was getting a bunch of crap, and rightly so.
You're
I love it.
Playing my music.
I love it when you move your head in time.
I do that whether there's music. I do that whether there is music playing.
Oh.
Or not.
Uh-huh.
Don.
Yes, baby.
How are you? God bless you. Please be safe.
Tell me something. Do Aretha fart? Do Aretha's fart?
That's a good joke.
Do
Aretha Fartland.
Do Aretha's farts smell more?
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Do they smell more to a blind man than they do to someone with sight?
Yes.
Yes.
Hers do. I will come in to a room, and I will say, Aretha's here. Do. To her scent, her smell, I will not only be able to tell you, Dawn,
yeah.
who is in the room,
okay.
but what they had for lunch.
Now,
wow.
Thank you.
Thank you, and you are all filled with great fulfilledness.
Now, a lot of the people in Motown were pissed, and rightly so.
Motown!
It's the Super Bowl. It's in Detroit. Right.
Yes, yes, right. Thank God.
And we have those
amen, amen.
Those ancient relics, the Rolling Stones.
Yes, the relics.
From
yes,
across
yes,
the pond.
God has blessed them.
Doing our halftime show.
The relics, John.
So they go to Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And
can
they
I
say,
play?
They say, Stevie, would you like to do the pregame show?
Sure, get me there, wheel me there, anyway, cart me on the field, it does not matter. Yeah. I would love to
actually
play for you.
Couldn't they just, like, put you at some stadium at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning and just tell you that you were at the Super Bowl?
But I would not hear the fans, Don.
Right.
What that if is they, how I would do this.
What if they pipe? What if they like piped in the sounds like they pipe in for teams when they're getting ready to play in a dome?
You're a comedian. They are going to blast music at me.
Ooh, feeling hungry, but want to keep your...
What the hell was that?
I heard a commercial
you know,
play.
You know that
to me, I cannot see that spinning me around. Why are you spinning
Did you
me
touch
around?
Something?
No, I did not. I'm over here.
Did. No, I
I'm
think you did touch
now.
Something. I think you did touch something.
Hello, I haven't touched anything. Yes.
What are you reading?
I am content with my naturalness. Don?
What are the Steelers' colors? I mean, haven't you heard?
Oh.
They have famous team colors.
Now you're trying to trick me. Blue.
Blue and what?
And white.
That's right. And what color are the Steelers?
Thank
I'm sorry.
God, I got it right.
What color are the Seahawks? I'm sorry.
Blue and white.
No.
Right, Don? May I just
yes,
say...
Yes, sir.
I have to share this with all of you and your listening audience.
Yes, Stevie.
You must cherish the gifts you are given. Yes, more of my music. Let my head go around. Yeah. Ooh. I have spent the show in your green room, they call it. I was feeling the newspaper.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're feeling the newspaper.
Right. I'm a cunning mimic, too. Here's the sound of a cat.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Did you like it?
Oh, I love it.
Dawn?
I love it.
Thank you. I hate it when I have to handle cutlery.
Sure.
Very bad.
Now, hold on.
Very dangerous.
Hold on. Now, I see underneath
always handle it the right way.
I see underneath the African... underneath the African shower curtain they've dressed you in today.
Yes, yours. Yeah,
now,
yes, that is shower
okay.
curtain joke.
I'm kidding about that.
Always with the shower curtain.
Are you aware that I believe... The T-shirt that you're wearing, did you get that from Rob Spiewak?
He did give me my clothes today. He said, wear this. Is he tricking me?
It has,
I have people that will take care of you.
It has a very bad
Where
word
are you?
On it. It has a very bad word on it.
You don't know. Spell it for me.
I can't on the radio.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me get my dictionary out. Oh, man. Bad words from Spielberg. Bad words. Very proud. May I say, you and... All of yours have filled me with great love, God, and inspiration.
Now, listen, I was kidding. There are no bad words. But what it does say... Now, Rob, how could you do that?
What?
You gave him a shirt that says, we'll work for watermelon.
Oh,
Rob.
No,
now that
that's... You are a clam. You are a dead man.
And you're wearing the shirt, Stevie.
I will
Stevie.
Kick you. I'm peaceful. But with Rob, I will make an exception. Yeah, yeah.
Now, Rob, take the shirt off of this.
I will give you a braille ass whipping, Spiewak.
Take the shirt back that says, we'll work for watermelon. That's just what, Robbie?
I'll change it. I'll just add the word not.
Let me feel your face.
Okay.
Oh, I feel
what
a bad man.
What's on your feet?
Bad man, unshaven.
What is that?
Hot to the touch. Rosy cheeks, blood struggling to pass through arteries.
Yeah, you got him.
I say, crew cut.
Yes.
Let me see. Not a full beard, but sort of stubbly.
Yes.
Let me feel your teeth. Ow! Don't do that. I feel sickness, potential, bad health abounds. That's it. Can I feel some other faces?
Sure.
Please.
How would you like to feel Joe's face?
Joe?
Yeah.
Bring him to me. I'd love to feel his face.
Now, did you get to feel the face of any of the football players?
Yes, I have. I felt the face of the bus. Jerome Bettis.
What was that like?
Big, tough, strong. Thanks be to God. Let me feel your face, Joe.
What an honor.
Oh, I feel high. Still.
What do you smell?
No beard. Weird hair. Cap. Alcohol. Stupidity. Man. There we go, baby. Oh, I love this song, man. Thank you for playing this. Cheers. I feel stupidity, boogers, and blood.
Wow.
Man, that is bad. What an evil face that was. Play the music. Yeah. Isn't she lovely?
Now,
yeah, yeah.
Let's test your real powers.
All right. Don, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you. I shower you with cherishness. Amen. Yes. Okay. Where is he? He's over here now. Don't ever do that again. Sneak up in back of me.
Boo!
Oh, that doesn't work.
How many
fingers am I holding up?
Oh, I grabbed it. Oh, you were doing the dirty one. The middle one. I'd like to feel Jessica twice. Thank you. Good times had by all in the bowl game. Happy day. Happy day. Happy day. If you sneak up on me, I'll drop a link and log. Beware. He's on the left side of me.
What's it like?
Yes.
Getting some Super Bowl stink. What's it like being blind
when
and getting laid at the Super Bowl?
Yeah. When you're a superstar, Don,
yeah,
you get everybody who wants to be with you, regardless.
Do you make those goofy faces when you have sex?
Oh,
have you been told?
Big time, man. Oh, yes, sirree. Oh, it's fun. Please, can I say seriously?
Yes.
Better to love than to not love. And may I experience all the fulfillment of cherishing
now
that comes with being you and me.
At the hotel that you're at.
All together in the key.
Have they told you that they got you like a master suite?
Ooh, yeah.
What you're saying?
Yeah, but don't try to pull the fast one. They said that to me one time and put me in a closet.
Huh. Yeah, can I see your key?
It was a big closet.
Can I see your room key for a second?
Sure, here you are.
Okay, thank you.
Check.
Yeah, yeah.
What room did they tell you that you were in? Did they tell you were in the penthouse suite?
Presidential suite.
Oh.
Where am I really?
You're in room 118.
That's the ground floor.
Oh, handicapped. Very bad. No. Tiny. Smells like smoke. Very bad.
Well, now, didn't you notice this when... Had you not been in the room in Detroit?
What I require is primarily a comfortable chair. I don't walk around much. Doesn't bother me. Room service lacks wonderfulness. Hmm? My braids fell in the blue cheese dressing. Damn it! Yay!
Damn!
That's Florida. Florida Evans.
What do you think she looks like? I'd like to hear that from a person who does
She's
not have sex.
Dead man.
Yeah.
Open your eyes. Let the world in. She no longer exists. She was filled with wonderfulness.
Who do you
when
like?
She was here.
Who do you like in the game?
I will go with the Reds. Cincinnati. Kidding. I like the Seahawks.
Why is that?
I felt Paul Holmgren.
That's Mike Holmgren.
Mike Holmgren. Sorry, they said that on my book. I felt Paul.
Oh, your Braille book?
Oh, that's right. It's Paul Allen, the owner.
Ah.
Right?
hey, you know all those bumps on that book?
Yeah.
Do you think you could go to that kid who's answering the phones at the front desk today, and do you think all of the pimples on his face would spell words?
They could. I could make it happen. Absolutely. It would be so much fun, but really, I would have stickiness on my fingers after that.
There's this kid at the front desk who really is like a walking science project. He is just one gigantic pus-filled zit.
In the world of the love life where we exist on this planet, we are all in our own way a science experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I love being on your show. It makes my head do a figure eight. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank everybody that has been so good to me.
How do you know you're not constantly like getting ripped off? Like, for instance, when you go back to Detroit and you get in what they tell you is a limousine. How do you know they're not just putting you like in a Ford Focus?
Smell, baby. It's the smell.
Huh.
Always the smell and the touch. That's why I feel faces. And I feel the love in this room, in the room right now. Can I play poker tomorrow? We'll have a good time. Whoa. It's all good. At least I am so happy to be with you. So good to be here. I'm going to cut off a braid.
Oh, no.
As my gift.
I don't want a braid
to
be here.
My gift to you, take, please.
No, listen.
Do not anger me.
That is not, you just cut off a piece of your ear.
Yeah.
Oh.
Didn't even feel it. Mm. Smell my braid.
Ow. Okay.
Please.
Okay, all right, let me see.
Fun, yeah. Mm.
You know, that braid, it smells like it's been dropped in a lot of dipping sauce.
That's, the joke is on you, Don.
What's that?
It is a wig. All right, man. Who's blind now? I got you. It's a fake braid. History. Are you superstitious?
And how do you feel about the fact that this year, for the first time ever in the Super Bowl, we have two African-American quarterbacks starting, Matt Hasselbeck and Ben Roethlisberger?
I do not draw lines of color between anyone at all. I simply base people on the feel of their cheeks, both up and down.
But I want to say, as far as those two guys go, I'd have to say, it's refreshing to have two brothers at quarterback in the Super Bowl. And they're not making a big deal about it. But Matt Hasselbeck is the blacker of the two. Yeah. He has more soul than Big Ben does.
I wish both of them a trouble-free game, free of injury, and they will look good to their maker. And back to the braids, under my wig, I have a big exposed pulsating brain that makes music so happy and nice and free.
You see, you could lie to this guy about anything.
Apparently.
I'm here. Why are you talking about me like I don't exist?
You could tell this guy that, you know, well, for instance, let me just tell you, that both of the quarterbacks starting are white. They're not African American.
I hear you. What are you doing to me? Like, I have my hearing, man.
He can hear.
And I'm smiling even though I'm kicking both your asses. Watch out right now. Yeah, yeah.
Gotta find us first.
Fun. I love music, and I love people.
Hey, Stevie.
And I love music. Hmm? Yes.
Did you see that?
That's funny. They've been making that joke for a long time. I'm opening it up. I got the can right here.
What was that? A can of whoop-ass.
Yes. All right. Don't attempt to outwit my brain then. You cited piece of God error. Yes, sir. Who's sorry now? Man, oh man, I'm 83. You're not for a long, long time.
You are, Stevie, that's not anything to remind you about. You're not 83.
Oh, the world can be a lie. We can have things put off on us all the time.
People lie to you all the time.
I want to get back to my centerpiece of spiritualness and love.
Thank you. That's not a can of whoop-ass.
What is it?
It's a can of Ovaltine.
No, it's not. I will look. Let me taste. No, it's not done. It is Dick Van Patten's dog food.
Mm.
Tastes like people food. Good. tasty.
I heard sometimes that they like tell you you're having a pate.
No, oh,
and yeah. They really feel they feed you like dog food. Is that true?
It is true, but I fire them quickly, and I know you will try the same games. That's why underneath this, as you like to call it, Don,
shower curtain.
I'm packing heat. Oh. And when I open up with line nine...
Like you could hit me.
Watch. Why don't you just try me now?
That's not a good idea.
Hey, hey. Okay. Everybody down.
Hey, lovely.
Don't worry about
Did
it.
Did I hit anybody?
Watch it.
Oh, you're still talking,
watch,
huh?
Watch it.
Okay.
Watch.
Now, duplicating my favorite Wild West movie. Whoa. I had tremendous difficulties lighting candles on a cake.
I would think.
But I can shoot. Just squeeze the trigger and have fun. Everybody enjoy.
I don't think
you're my personal shooting gallery. Stay down. Too much fun was had by all. I like to feel faces and breaths.
You keep breaking things.
I don't care. It's not my studio.
All right, Rob, hold on. Let's see how smart he is. Hold on a second.
I hear you. I'm over here now. I'm going to creep around the other side. I know this is my microphone.
Yes, it is.
Right here. Mm-hmm. I drive some and I get pulled over.
I would think.
Yeah.
All right, Stevie.
Yes.
We have a champion, so we need a challenger to play a little bit of Jeopardy at 877-365-3636.
May I wish the good fortune of God to be on both of your contestants. It will be a wonderful game, I am sure. I will continue to shake my head in the figure eight pattern.
This is not even a Stevie Wonder song.
No, it's not. That's James Bond.
James Bond. He's one of our most beloved African American superheroes. James Bond.
Wonderful. Could not wait to feel his face. Fantastic. Play the right music now.
Okay, I'm trying.
Oh, thank you. One of my favorites.
No New Year's Day. No New Year's Day.
I sound just like me.
Stevie,
yes, Donnie.
Stay there. Where else are you going to go?
Hey, funny joke. Ass whooping time.
You're right. Get another can of Pepsi out.
That's my Stevie laugh.
What's the other thing you say? The kitty cat thing? What's the...
Yeah.
That's it. 877-365-3636.
You're all filled with loveliness.
Thank you.
Thank you, Buzz. I knew you were in back of me.
Did you?
F you, Barry Gordy. I just said that for fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Terry Bradshaw probably has a pet moose down on the farm, but today he sits down with another moose. That would be Musa Muhammad.
Musa Muhammad, nicknamed the moose, an animal that eats 50 pounds of food a day. So, JB, you're not alone. Musa Muhammad.
We're from the Don and Mike Show. This is a good one to get you.
Okay,
with
go ahead.
I get this from a guy whose chair is up on blocks.
Wow.
No, not too good. Not too good.
Each and every Sunday we cheer our football heroes. But
come back.
What happens on Monday when the cheering stops and the physical pain begins?
That was awful.
That was terrible.
Here's his comeback in the next segment. James Brown.
Bills was playing in
Fox.
Chicago has to get some points. Everybody's been saying that. It's not going to happen today.
Even though Don and Mike will continue to be friends, you and Howie think of the other
Don and Mike love you, but chuck that.
A hungry man is an angry man, so be careful. Some of you with the early games, you go out there, the rest of you will see back. All right, we'll talk to you.
The Don and Mike Show. When I hear them, I like to fall out. Don and Mike.
Slack jock, yokel crackers.
It was us being talked about by our friend James Brown.
Fox NFL Sunday.
One of the best white sportscasters in America, James Brown.
I'm very concerned. During the break, I was reading your carpet.
Oh, no.
Your studio has the overwhelming scent of death.
Well,
very bad.
Welcome to this place.
Foul dog death. It is bad. You are all unhealthy. And from your new studio?
Yes.
I'm getting the scent of hair coloring. Is it same time?
Buzz, do you color your hair?
No, I do not.
Yes. I smell it.
That settles it.
Steve Wonder, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
L'Oreal. This is Low Budget Jeopardy, and now entering the studio is, let me read, fingers do the walking, stop laughing at me, a Fort Tobacco, Maryland salesman, let's say hi to Jason Carter.
Hey, hi, Jason.
Hi.
And a returning champion from Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
Viva Las Vegas. Total $41. Let's say hi to Leah Kemp.
Hello, Leah.
Hi, LQ.
Hi, and Leah, being a returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
Oh, I'm riding down the street with Tanya Roberts these days.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And now in the studio is the host of Low-Budget Jeopardy. Please don't screw with LQ. And welcome, Lord Quizmaster Don.
Thank you, Steve.
Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
You know, Rob has put another disgusting shirt on you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Now, this one is not racial.
Yes. I was unable to fight him off.
Do you realize? Do you realize that the shirt that he
simply put it on me.
You're wearing it.
I was helpless. I got arms, man.
Yeah, here's the thing. What, would you just get like a big Sharpie and write that on a white T-shirt?
He wrote on me.
I did. It's homemade.
He wrote on me.
It says, I love to suck. And then it has something after it that I can't say.
You're in big trouble, Buster.
Yeah.
I'm coming to get you.
Good luck finding me.
Yeah. I'll get you. That head is too large.
Yes, but I will wear no cologne.
Not like hair color boy.
Here are your categories.
Category.
Leah and, or Lee, it's Lee, right?
Leah.
Leah. Leah and Jason, here you go. Your categories are... This week on the Don and Mike Show, the very show you're listening to.
Great radio show.
Super Bowl fever.
Ooh.
And, yeah, let's do three. The blind leading the blind.
I get jokes.
And let's see, Jason, we will start with you. You're the challenger.
I want to start with Super Bowl fever for 100.
Super Bowl fever. It's how you write 40 in Roman numerals.
XL. What is XL?
Not in the floor.
Oh, Leah, it's your chance to steal.
What is XL?
That's right, honey.
$1 select again, please, my lovely.
I'm going to take Super Bowl fever for 2.
All right. It's the network that will air the big game on Sunday.
What is ABC?
ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. Yes.
$2, you're off to a good start. Select again, please.
Super Bowl fever for 3.
The stadium where they will play the game.
What is Ford Field?
Wow.
$3.
For a chick, that's pretty strong.
A fun chick, Leah.
That's pretty strong.
Select again.
Jason, you could have had that if only. Well, if ifs and buts.
We're canny enough, so what a party we'd have.
You know who wrote that song? Famous black musician Ken Beatrice.
Wonderful man, wonderful talent.
Thank you.
And we are grateful to God for him.
How great it is to lie to Stevie Wonder about who's black and who's white.
Yeah. My bodyguards are taking totals in the back room. Don't go to your car, man. Okay, Leah. Select again.
I'm going to take the blind leading the blind for 1.
The blind leading the blind.
Favorite category.
Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx won an Oscar portraying this singer.
Who is Ray Charles.
Right.
Boo!
Oh, no.
Boo!
Hey, you don't like Ray Charles?
Competition.
Oh. Well, he's out of the way now.
Very competition.
And, hey, listen. What about the fact that Roy Orbison was never really blind? Does that piss you off?
It sure does.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see me or Jose Feliciano doing that. Crap. Man. Bad scene. Mm-hmm. I'm blind, but I'm a hippie, too. Select again, Leah.
I'll take the blind leading the blind for 2.
This is going to be a hard one for you. Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, had this super group in the 60s.
What is Blind Faith?
Oh, my God.
$2, she's on a roll.
That's too good. I'm telling you right now, Jason, you might as well just hang up, dude.
Yeah. Go again, Leah.
I'll take the blind leading the blind for number 3.
Stuck a feather in her hat and called it...
Funny joke, man. Hey, Jason, your chance to steal.
I'm sorry, I did not hear the question.
Of course you didn't.
And I'm so sorry that we don't shoot people during this segment. Of course, the famous, the beautiful, the lovely, the talented, Helen Keller.
Helen Keller. Great lady. Leah, you're in control.
Okay, I'll take this week on Don and Mike for 1.
Okay. He is the sportscaster of the year, goddammit. He is.
Who is Jim Nantz?
$1 for you. Select again. You're rolling, baby.
I'll take this week for 2.
It is the new name of the town of Washington, Pennsylvania.
What is Steeler, PA?
Wow, this is
May I
good.
Say, on behalf of all of my fans, so stupid.
And may I also say, on behalf of all of our former producers who were back there trying to assume their power with the parameters.
Yes.
Isn't it so much better just to find people on the telephone who just are okay? Well, of course, with the exception of Jason.
Yes.
And as far as we know, he might not be stupid. He forgot to do the in the form of a question.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm an idiot.
I wrote a song about it.
Really? You read a song?
Standing idly by without a clue. Thank you. All right, you're in control, Leah.
Okay, I'll take this week for 3.
All right, last one on the big board. It's the magnificent talent of Mr. David Syme.
Oh, what is that?
Jason, your chance to steal, man.
What is a mimic? I wish I...
No!
No, he's the dude that can play any song on the piano that you would toss at him.
Is that the end of the first round?
Yes, it is. That means speaking of tossing, Jason.
I know.
Like he got nothing, right?
Zero goose egg, nothing at all. You have to go farewell.
All right, hold on. You're going to get a piece of junk. I mean, a very valuable part in gift. Hold on a second.
Sure.
And Leah, well, here we go. Beautiful Leah, you'll be playing with yourself.
Yeah.
And good luck. Here's the category. And the category is, and they said it wouldn't last. And this is a fresh one. If you've seen the news today, you'll get this one. After 11 years of marriage, rocker Richie Sambora is getting divorced from this quality piece of ass. And it's like she's leaving him.
Right.
After 11 years of marriage, Richie Sambora is getting divorced from this quality POA. And you'd love her, Stevie. She's an ebony princess dipped in chocolate. And don't forget to answer the form of the question, Leah. And good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Stevie Wonder Bra. Friends, under all the robes I wear, I have a problem.
What's that?
And that problem is man boobs.
Oh, you got myths?
So one day I was divinely inspired to invent the Stevie Wonder Bra. The bra designed for men. It supports and enhances, worn by famous celebrities from Tim Russert to Phil Mickelson and the Vice President of the United States. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
I didn't know Big Russ wore one.
He's my spokesmodel.
You ever feel his face?
No. I measured him for the Stevie Wonder bra, though.
Whose farts smell worse, Aretha Franklin's or Tim Russert's?
I think it's a tie sometimes, but it depends. It depends when he goes home to his home state and eats home-cooked food. It's Russert. All the way, man.
All right, let's go to Heather. I'm sorry, Leah.
Leah.
Oh. A little bit.
Heather, baby.
I ain't stupid. I ain't stupid.
It's Friday.
She's already locked in her answer.
Yes, she has.
But I am incredibly stupid.
Ribbon in the sky.
Let's see. They said it wouldn't last. After 11 years of marriage, Richie Sambora is getting kicked out, divorced from this quality, still strong piece of ass.
Who is Heather Locklear?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yo-ho.
Yeah, that's... Boy, am I glad she had it right. Yeah. I felt so stupid calling her Heather.
So excited.
Listen, Mia, once again, you're a big, fat wiener and...
Yeah, man.
Jason, don't go away mad. Just go away. And now here is Stevie Wonder to tell you about your money and your prizes. And again, I'm totally at a loss of how he's going to do this, but go ahead, Steve.
Let the fingers do the walking, man. Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for your prize?
Yes, Stevie.
You have won a pair of lift tickets from Snowshoe Mountain Resort.
Hey.
I love to ski.
That's fantastic.
The largest winter resort in the Mid-Atlantic and Southeastern United States. 57 trails on two big mountains. Check them out online at snowshoemtn.com. Fun, let's ski. Whee.
Wonderful.
And Leah, you double your score to 24. We throw in a previous total, and you got 50 American dollars, baby. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Stevie, I got a question for you.
Anything.
When you sign on to AOL,
sure.
Does it say, you've got Braille?
Oh, ass whooping time.
Well, Leah,
something bad.
We'll see you next week on the show.
Okay, and, thank you.
Have a great weekend. And Jason?
Yes, sir.
Go. Right. Bye. See you.
Thanks.
There you go. And Steve?
I smell Hughes.
Oh, do you smell fear?
I smell warm wine.
Do you smell warm wine with something else? Yes. Val, that might make a warm wine enema?
Absolutely, I think it's bad. The smell of death is all about. Blue tinky ooh. Buzz a little. Yeah, yeah.
I'm on it.
My.
So they're gonna get you back in a prop plane. Of course, they'll tell you it's a jet.
A whisper jet.
And you're gonna be at some, some broke dick crack house, $29 a night apartment slash hot plate in Detroit. They're gonna tell you that you're at the Ritz-Carlton. Stevie?
You have been an inspiration to me. I thank God and everybody and all the little children, including this one singing, that you will see me at the big game. Whoa!
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
they're both
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
He
made it up.
There he is. Catch my next single.
What's that?
Don't feed me bread and tell me it's chicken.
Buzz,
yes,
hi. What are your lead stories on the news and comments tonight?
Tonight, a sinking ship, and I don't mean this place. How caffeine will help us win the war. And there's nothing in Washington we can't fix simply by pressing delete.
Ha-ha! Who wants to pull my finger?
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Steve?
Yes?
That was very...
professional.
No, other way.
Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Am I dummy jealous?
Yeah.
I was just doing some, like, Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison, like, hand signs.
I saw you
Buzz.
Guys going crazy with the hand signs.
Sign language. See, we're doing the thing with, like, we're working very hard to make sure that we get to the end of the show, that it's not, like, Buzz and then 20 minutes of commercials.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
So now we've got at least 15 minutes here to chat with Buzz.
Very cool.
But we were trying to get the time right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving him the sign, like, you know, break at 43, and then he comes back with, you know, break at 44.
Well, I mean, you guys keep doing that. You're not going to adopt my suggestion of giving him a helmet with a speaker in it.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Right?
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Double right. Time for Buzz's News and Comments. Buzz brought to you tonight by Hard Times Cafe. All the great food you love to eat. Great food, good people, cheap prices, Hard Times Cafe. And don't forget to support the Red Cross. United Way. Let's go Seahawks. Lover boy. And now here's Guy. Hi, Buzz.
That's how it's done. Hi, Don and Mike. There was no distress call. It just vanished from the radar screen. Bad weather took down an Egyptian ferry boat in the Red Sea last night with over 1,300 people on board.
A ferry boat?
300 of them made it into lifeboats or into the arms of rescuers. Today, helicopters were plucking bodies out of the water by the dozens.
It's the USS Scrout.
The Egyptians turned down offers of help from both the U.S. and Israel. This same boat lost 460 passengers 15 years ago when it hit a coral reef.
That's a big red boat now.
Safety, or a lack of it.
But it's not really the best way for Egyptians to travel. They should simply walk.
It'd be easier, I think.
I just meant it's red because of blood.
Safety, or a lack of it,
yep,
is one of the reasons a high-ranking NASA official's under investigation. The FBI is looking at NASA Inspector General Bob Cobb. Robert W. Cobb is accused of failing to investigate...
Get me Cobb! Bob? Cobb?
Failing to investigate safety violations within NASA. He's also accused of retaliating against anyone who complained about a problem or the covering up of a problem, including Mission Control's unreliable self-destruct switch. Cobb was appointed 3 years ago by President Bush, who, as you know, is against secrecy in government.
I'm going to play the name game. Tie.
Ah. Corn on thee. wasn't there an actor last name Cobb?
Was there?
Lee J.
Lee J. Cobb.
Lee J. Cobb.
You know what? The only reason I did that is I thought Ty Cobb, and that was it.
Yeah, no, there are other Cobbs.
Lee J.
Cobb's everywhere.
Damn it.
Yeah, and I have Bob Cobb here today.
Mm-hmm.
He was appointed three years ago by the president. Speaking of secrets, Cobb's not very good at keeping them. On his watch, nearly $2 billion in rocket science data was stolen from NASA computers.
Listen to the tape of the guy.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
Well, there's the problem.
Cobb.
And a former head of the EPA, Christy Todd Whitman, got a scolding from a federal judge yesterday for telling New Yorkers it was safe to breathe in lower Manhattan shortly after 9/11. District Judge Deborah Batt said Whitman told people much too soon to go back to their homes near Ground Zero. Quoting her honor, no reasonable person would tell people it was safe, knowing that it could pose long-term health risks and other dire consequences. And with that, the judge cleared the way for breathless New Yorkers to sue the pants off Ms. Todd Whitman. Who hasn't gotten frustrated at a fast food place when the food isn't coming fast? But in Connecticut, 19-year-old Jennifer Farrelly took it too far. She's now been charged with disturbing the peace and using a racial epithet.
Yeah!
Rusty whack!
Order taker Jamel Bird says Jennifer's boyfriend was swearing and banging on the order window when the N-word came out of Jennifer. Jennifer denies the charge. She says Jamel started it by dissing her for not pulling close enough to the drive-through window. People just try to get along. Like in Israel, who knew that Jews in Israel would be going around singing Springtime for Hitler and laughing about it?
You really frightened those nice Jews, young man.
Mel Brooks gets the credit for that. His musical, The Producers, has proven to be a big hit in Tel Aviv, even with the swastikas, armbands, and helmets in the show.
We got the one with Will Ferrell?
Quoting the man who translated the musical into Hebrew, nobody really knew how this would be received in Israel. We were sure there'd be protests. He also says it's clear Israeli audiences have matured. Now, he says, they can laugh.
Check out The Producers movie.
Oh, yeah.
Only for Will Ferrell. He is just fantastic.
Hilarious. Very good.
Sings a song, does a great job.
So this translator says Israeli audiences have matured. He says now they can laugh at the portrayal of a grossly obese Adolf Hitler as he's portrayed in the Israeli production. And quoting the translator today, our best friend in Europe is Germany. Never thought that would happen.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
It certainly is, Mike. It certainly is. Mm-hmm. Children are starving in drought-stricken western Kenya, but Kenya will not accept donations of dog food.
They only go to the matinee.
4 million people.
But they only go to the matinee.
The matinee.
Yeah.
The matinee.
I get you.
The matinee.
Uh-huh.
They only go to the matinee, Buzz.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 4 million people are starving.
They only go to the matinee.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
I like it.
Late in the show, I'm a little distracted. Who came up with that?
Understandable. That's a good job.
Matinee.
4 million people starving in Kenya. Dozens have perished. Now even the livestock is dying. But a New Zealand dog food company offered to send its dog biscuits in powder form.
Dick Van Batten.
To be mixed with water to feed the starving children. The powder is mostly made from corn and was offered as a nutritional supplement.
Now, if you were to go in
What has happened to our Dick Van Patten
is
tape?
That Durashears?
No, that's right after the show.
You know, we often kid about the equipment, but hold on a second.
You're listening to the tape.
After all, shrink
tape, the medium of the future. Isn't this great? This is why
television program.
Tape shouldn't be used.
No, Rob.
What are you doing? I can fix it.
No, I didn't want it fixed.
He liked it,
dummy.
Broken.
Mark's complete video.
Your wish is granted.
I think this is a perfect example when we complain about the equipment around here.
Trick. You'll get Mark's all-in-one videotape teaching you 25 different tricks. This could be.
I know that there are people who have to think that we're just bitching to bitch
right
about
now.
The
here's
equipment
the,
stuff and stuff around here.
Mm-hmm. The time learning.
You have no idea. Seriously, how many times I cover this crap up?
And you're right. This tape much funnier than if it was just perfect.
11 virtues, foolproof entertainment to use anytime, anywhere. You'll get the big tricks like the fantastic ghost house.
Okay, that's much better like that.
Yeah, I love that. Very entertaining.
You want me to fix it?
Much better. Well. Yeah, I guess try to fix it. Go ahead. Go ahead, because I love watching you fix.
All right, I'll be right back.
Which, you're gonna going to slam it down
he's
against the
taking console? It down to the workshop. It's also what the limo driver sounded like to Joe the other night.
God, what a place.
Mm-hmm.
What a place. I hope Hughes is listening on his way to his warm wine enema tonight.
Yeah.
Nice job.
This studio is, you know, short on function. It really is, but it's long on style. But why do they call it 3FM? Kenyan officials were insulted by the dog food offer, calling it culturally unacceptable. Kenya, sit, stay, heal. Good boy, Kenya. Actually, Kenyans think so little of dogs, they don't even keep them as pets. The Mighty Mix company says it meant no offense.
No, you ate dog food.
I did. Well, the Dick Van Patten, because it's better than people food.
And I ate dog food, too. It was good.
No offense to any Orientals.
Mm-hmm. Of course not. Got any gum? Caffeinated chewing gum is one way the U.S. Army isn't looking to get an edge in Iraq.
I love it when Buzz does his character voice.
Yeah,
that was David Letterman.
You got to go.
Strong.
There you go. Very nice, Buzz.
Soldiers are now being offered caffeine. Our soldiers now being offered caffeine gum after studies showing that it improves performance and alertness.
Sounded Rob fixing the Dick Van Patten.
That's Rob doing his delicate repair work.
The workshop.
When Rob says he wants to fix something, it just means he slams it into oblivion.
Mm-hmm. Learned that from his son.
Draft photo from Mark Wilson. Even props, so you can begin doing the magic the moment you get the course.
He's selling magic tricks.
Individually, these materials could cost a lot. But through this television program, Mark's complete video course in magic.
You can have a good weekend now because of that, can't you?
Yes,
that's how important that was to you.
I also wanted to listen to it on the way home.
30-day money-back guarantee.
Listen to its sale now.
I'm on the second bear.
Hey, stop it now.
So caffeine gum for our soldiers, quoting a hopped-up researcher, we didn't find any evidence it had any detrimental effects. Army research shows caffeine even improves marksmanship. Each stick contains the same amount of caffeine as a cup of coffee, but the caffeine kicks in much faster this way, 5 minutes instead of the usual 20.
You know, I've got to disagree here. Maybe it's our Army guys getting something special. My kid, when he was here over the holidays, I got to stop calling him a kid because he's going to be 21 in a month.
Right.
My son bought me some, I don't know if it's called Orbitz or whatever. It's in my car right now. And it's caffeine.
Oh, really?
And it says on there, 2 pieces equals one glass of coffee, one mug of coffee.
Right.
And when we were driving somewhere over the vacation, I must have had like 10 pieces of that waiting for it to kick in.
Did you feel any kind of rush at all?
Didn't feel nothing.
Well, you didn't get the Army caffeine gum.
I guess not.
Mm-hmm.
The green stuff.
They have the strong stuff.
Right.
Caffeine stick.
Caffeine stick.
Caffeine stick is good.
Caffeine stick.
Caffeine tastes good.
Another British memo about the war in Iraq has leaked out. This memo details a meeting on January 31st, 2003 between the President and Prime Minister Tony Blair. It portrays President Bush as determined to go to war, even if there were no weapons of mass destruction. It also has him suggesting that to taunt Saddam into fighting, they consider, and I quote, flying reconnaissance planes over Iraq painted in United Nations colors.
Are you ready for some football?
The memo also shows that British leader Tony Blair pledged his support to Bush even before checking on the legality of the invasion with his own people. Britain could take a lesson from the Bush White House, where sometimes memos just get deleted. The special prosecutor in the case of the exposed CIA agent says he's been told that some emails from the president's office and the vice president's office may have been deleted. Emails possibly helpful to the investigation.
Goodbye, Turkey. My attorney will be in touch.
Scooter took him.
Oh, by the way, Scooter, they've set a trial date for Scooter Libby.
Yeah.
We're going to get this settled very quickly as the trial begins on January 8th.
How you doing, guys?
Next year.
I'm Scooter.
Scooter from Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's very sick.
Yes, I'm coming.
Scooter. Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald has now told the White House...
And what about Gerald Fitzpatrick?
He knows. He says he knows some emails have been deleted, and he's warned the administration that, quote, no pertinent evidence has been destroyed. And the Bush administration is refusing to turn over to...
Oh, and when Robert the Mailman,
yeah,
who turns on AOL,
right,
and says... You've got bail. Thank you.
You're here all week.
Again.
Pretty good.
Just working on fumes.
You are incredible.
White House refusing to turn over its papers on the president's eavesdropping program. The White House says the administration's already made it clear that it believes that spying on Americans is legal.
And still keep their edge.
MySpace.com's name has come up in a police investigation in Hartford, Connecticut. MySpace is where girls pretend to be older than they are, and apparently where men pretend to be younger than they are. Police say there was no violence. In fact, the hookups appear to have been consensual.
Then let's get this horror show on the road.
Just not legal, apparently.
I'm fine, Buzz.
I'm glad to hear it. MySpace says it's committed to providing a safe environment for its users, but cannot verify its users' ages.
I met a real hot chick on MySpace.
And their dishwasher's safe.
And it was Dick Van Patten.
Okay, pal.
So you never know who you're talking to online.
Right, Buzz.
That's right.
Right, butter.
And in the state of Washington, they're closing the...
Right, Buzz.
Closing the barn door now that the man has already gotten in. Lawmakers...
Except no substitute.
In Washington are considering making bestiality a felony animal abuse charge.
Now for a little spin.
Ironically, the law is inspired by a man who died allowing a horse to abuse him.
What is the signal just ahead, Buzz?
And stranger still, backers of the new law say it will prevent the spread of diseases from animals to humans. Yee. The man who died of a rupture...
How do you get them?
by hooking up with an animal day.
It is 12 minutes after 5 o'clock. John Lennon.
No, it isn't.
From the IRS in studio, and Mary Lou from Greensboro. He's
whenever
got a question
we're talking
for
about animals.
Yes, this is...
What was that?
So, once again, the tables of crime have been turned.
The boss
time. To our superhero, Buzz...
Burbank.
The man who died of a ruptured colon in Washington State was not breaking any laws, apparently.
Hi, I'm Dick Van Patten.
Quoting a backer of the new law, our laws are lacking in this area. People are coming from out of state to do this here.
They really are incredible.
And when we come back, still a few openings in the gay games.
And still keep their edge.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
Buzz will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Listen today, perform tonight. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, dude, Walker. Buzz, sponsored again. Take your weekend football party from the Dull Zone to the Flavor Zone with authentic buffalo wings made with Frank's Red Hot Sauce, original and buffalo wing flavors. Mike, it's Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
Oh!
Thank you. The perfect balance of flavor and heat. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
In sports, many of the slots have been filled in the upcoming gay games set for this summer in Chicago.
Hey, you just made a joke.
8,000 athletes are already in, and 4,000 others are expected to come. In sailing, another sport...
Okay, hold on. You just did like 8,000 gay jokes.
I'm sorry?
Come on.
In sailing and other sports, many openings have already been filled, and officials say several others are getting close. Finally...
Why does this sound funny? Sailing. It just sounds funny.
Finally, I shouldn't even have to be telling you this, but apparently not everyone knows. Don't hire a hooker if you can't pay the lady.
Hold on. What is that?
Don't hire a hooker if you can't pay the lady.
Write that on the inside of my hand. It's Friday night. I'm going to write it right here.
Good idea.
It works if you can outrun her.
In London, 34-year-old Brett O'Leary didn't outrun her. He met up with 22-year-old Louise Jowett, and the transaction began. He didn't have any money, and he picked a bad time to tell her that.
It's a hormone.
Would have been...
No, no.
How do you make...
Don't kick me!
That's right.
hazardous hormones.
He picked a bad time to tell her he didn't have any money. It would have been hard for her to speak under the circumstances.
Oh!
So God. She just bit down hard.
Hold on. Back up. So she's...
She's hard at work.
Yes, and
he informs her in the midst of this that he,
while that's going on,
a bright move.
Okay, well, then that's
by the way, pretty lady.
Yeah, okay.
I got no money, he
Uh-oh.
Says.
Yeah,
so
okay.
She bit him. He had to have reattachment surgery.
Ooh.
She has to convince a judge it was self-defense.
God, you're ugly.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Ah.
I'm a Don and Mike show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We got to go. Have a safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. We will be back with a new episode on Monday. All the Super Bowl crap. The Atometer. Gosh, I'm already looking forward to the Jessica Simpson Beethoven commercials. How about you guys?
That's going to be a real big one. Really excited about that, duh.
We'll be back on Monday. Good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
Oh, and we're playing poker tomorrow night. We'll have all the big news about that, about Buzz's many mistakes shuffling.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you?
I hope everyone joins me Sunday at Charlestown.
Yay!
Bye. Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.